Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
VP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. VP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. VP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. VP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
How's everybody doing on this fine Saturday night? Got a lot of things to talk about tonight. Some cool things going on. Some shout-outs I want to give out to the Grudge World. Some really, really great things going on with Grudge Inc. As far as moving and getting bigger and growing and all that good stuff going on. Got a few topics we're going to talk about tonight. We want to get on the air. There's a foundation I want to talk about tonight. Christy Edelbrock, daughter of Vic Edelbrock. And if you don't know who the Edelbrocks are by now, you need to pull your head out of the sand. We've got a lot of great things talking about tonight. I'm going to get started here with my co-host, my brother from another mother. I always tell everybody he got the height and I got the good looks. Cam from Detroit, Motor City. What's up, my brother? Holla at your boy.
What's happening, Taylor? What's happening, man? What's going out there in the world tonight?
Man, I don't even want to get started about what's happening out here tonight. I've had my head under the umbrella for the last 3 days. Raining in California. You believe that crap? I can't buy me no love out here.
Right, 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 right.
And they said it was going to be sunny today. They said it was going to be sunny today. They lied. Cloudy, overcast, cold. It was probably in the high 60s today.
Oh, shit. It's warm out here, man.
What is it, like 28 degrees out there?
Gee, that's what you thought. It's like about 51, 47. It's nice and warm.
Yeah. Well, listen to this, man.
We're getting to get warm weather now. You got stuck out there with the, you've been dogging for the last couple of weeks.
Now my sunshine will come back. I ain't worried about it. It's always sunny in California. That's what they say.
So it's nice to say you ain't got no booty shorts on today. You got long johns on, huh?
Oh, yeah. We definitely got the long johns on today, man. Ain't no booty shorts wearing today. Yeah, no. It's too cold for that stuff. Hey, good things going on, man. You know what we're going to be having out here, dude?
Hmm.
We are going to be having, and this is what I want to make this announcement. I want to do it now. I'm going to do it later in the show, too. But I want to talk about our website, grudging.us. And what I want to talk about is how that is growing.
Okay,
well, we're going to have to mute Kev's mic for a second there. Kev, I'll plug you back in a second. And what I want to talk about are the good things about what's going on with Grudge Inc. And what I'd like is all the listeners to get involved with Grudge Inc. If you go to grudging.us and our website, and it's very simple, become a member. Become a member of Grudge Inc. Don't cost them. You go in, you sign in. And here's the great thing about it is that Grudge Inc. is going to be having a store, a parts store, you know, where you need to order parts from, out of, plugs, wires, whatever you can. And it's open for everybody. It's not just a Grudge Inc. deal. If you want to call in and order something, you can. But being a Grudge Inc. member, you get that good old discount. And that's what this is about. There's a lot of racers out there. There's a lot of people that are into cars. A lot of people might want to just go watch. But the good thing is if you go on, and I really, really, really would like everyone listening to go ahead and sign up, you know, and get involved with Grudge Inc. because we got racers everywhere. We got people everywhere, and it's coming to the top now. The cream is starting to come to the top and rise, and, you know, a lot of good people out here, a lot of good racing, and this is something that will benefit everybody. So what I'd like is, again, just go on and check out the website, grudging.us, and check it out. Put on a become a member and be part of this thing, because I'll tell you now, it's grown so much since I've been involved, and I've only been around since August. So I really, really encourage you. Kev, you there, babe? Kev?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there you are. But yeah, this Grudge Inc. store, man, it's gonna be outrageous, and everything you find will be on there. All the information for it. It's not quite open yet. But go check out the website. Go browse around. Get familiar with it. And good things coming out of here, man. Great things coming out of Grudge Inc.
Yeah, you get to know the racers and stuff. It's for all
heck
races.
Yeah, you get to know. Yeah, oh yeah. I hope they don't put pictures of me up, man, because I'm just that good looking. I just don't want to make y'all feel bad out there. Maybe I'll send a picture of Tyson or something like that. Let everybody think it's me. But the other thing I want to do, Kev, because, you know, we got a lot of people, man, that do things, and a lot of people out on the East Coast, West Virginia and up in New York and Connecticut, and these guys that always, you know, I went back there for a few races and Lebanon Valley, and I just want to give a shout out to our good old buddy. Remember Chubby?
Yes.
Yeah, he likes to fly on the radar. You know, these guys, they don't want to call in. They just kind of like listen out there. But I told him, if you don't call in and say hello, give me a shout out, I'm going to have to put him on blast on this show. He's got a beautiful, he got rid of that. He had a 55 he got rid of.
So he got rid of the 55?
Yeah, he's got himself a little Nova now.
The 55 was pretty.
Oh, shoot. If I'd have known that car was for sale, I would have climbed all over that one. I brought that pretty car back out here to California, throw some rattle can red on it, and have a nice day.
You tell me would have killed you.
He sure would have. He'd have been on the next place, sort of bitches. He would have been out whooping on me like something fierce, man. That's the funk master back there.
Yes, sir.
But another topic I want to talk about, too, and this is something, and I hope she calls in tonight. I don't know what her agenda is for tonight, but her name is Christy Edelbrock. Now, if we don't know the name Edelbrock by now, at this point in the game, we're all in a bunch of trouble. But she's got a foundation that she just started. She just recently started. And this foundation was formed to bring organizers to share a passion to educate America's youth. And she's really working hard on this. And, you know, when it comes into the youth and when people like this who have a business as far as Edelbrock with all their parts and everything, and they want to come back and help, you know, give back to the community like this, I want to be all over this. I want to back Christy so bad on this. And what I'd like people to do is she's got a foundation on her Facebook. If you go to that Christy Edelbrock Foundation, just hit the like button. She's about 850 people. She's wanting to try and get 1,000 by this weekend. And everybody who's listening, I'd like to encourage you to go to this page, hit that like button, and let's get behind and support her and their cause, because Edelbrock's done so much for us as racers. And hopefully maybe she'll call in during the course of the show and tell us a little bit more about it. And
you know, I think it's a great thing. You know, I think she's trying to help educate the children, you know, the children, getting them into, you know, college and trying to get them into more, you know, not just automotive, but, you know, getting our children in you know, positive things, and I think that's a positive thing that, you know, they've been trying to do.
Well, anything for the kids, man. If it's something to do book drives and stuff like that, I love to get involved with. But she's got that going on, and I would just, I would like to encourage everybody to go on there and listen.
I would like to, if you don't mind, I would like to say something for the guys for Grudge Inc. and all racers who are listening, just not grudge racers. You know, please take a kid to the track and spend some time with them. You know, show them the right, proper way of doing things. You know, and I think that's one of the most positive things that we could ever do. I mean, I had a gentleman who did that for me, you know?
Yeah. But, well, you know, I agree, man. I mean, I was a track rat. I started going when I was young. But even when I was there, I knew all about the, you know, the Edelbrocks and stuff like that. So, if you can, go on that website and just hit the like button and get that count number up so people get that notice. Going on to our topic, and this is one I've been still kicking around. It goes back to the back half versus stock suspension cars. And I just, because I have a back half car, I like the back half car. I don't have a stock suspension car. I don't want to put one together to go racing. But at the same time, I'm wondering, is it going to be difficult to get races in the grudge racing as far as having a back half car? I mean, not that I'm completely out of my mind, but if I want to go race a DJ Grant and I got a four-lean car, would I might not get a car race with him because I have a four link, if my car might be even as close to being as fast as his? I mean, does it come down to having the back half or the four link, or it just comes down who's fast? It doesn't matter what suspension you have. as far as time versus the time, I mean, if we're running around the same way, should it matter if my car's back cap and his car's stock suspension? At what point do we just throw that out the window and we just flat out go race?
Well, my thing is that I'm not racing a guy's tire size. I'm racing the ZT to think, can I get him, you know? Or can I negotiate something to make it right?
Well, I won't go as far as saying I'll race anybody on a tire size, because if someone's got a 32-inch tall tire, 14-inch wide, I might have concern about that being on a 11.5 tire. But at the same time, I know they race 8th mile. A lot of these guys race 8th mile. I know they'll go a quarter mile, but they prefer the 8th mile. And to me, that's just too short. I prefer the quarter mile, because if my car's not as fast, you know, I could talk, maybe a car length, maybe I can negotiate something in that quarter mile. It's hard to give up some space in an 8th mile because it's, you know, it's just over and done so quick. So my thinking is stretch it out, maybe get a little bit more here or there, make them really try to run me down. Or if I'm just flat out, there's absolutely no way I should even be racing this car, then, you know, naturally you don't hit somebody up like that. That's what I'm curious. I want to know from the drivers, how important is it that if I have a stock suspension car to race a four-lane car? And you can't go by G-Shot, because G-Shot will race anybody, so it don't matter. We can't include G-Shot in this conversation, because he'll race a top-field drag strip if you want to get alongside him. So we can't. G-Shot's an exception to this rule.
I think G-Shot, like, you know, I heard him on the show, he was saying, you know, where has the racing gone to, you know?
Yeah.
Is it, you know, I just think he's just one of those guys who's willing to take that gamble. I mean, I always thought grudge racing was a gamble, you know? Like, if you go play cards at the casino, you know, you're gambling. You know, is my card better than this? And then the casino's card, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Now, listen, before we go any further on this, he does this to me all the time, man. I see the third point of our triangle. I see him on my board. Will you please hit your one button, T? Will you do me that so I can get you in here? Being all shy and quiet. He must have got a comment about the picture. Tyson, will you hit that one button? Come on now. It's the number right next to the 2.
Hey, if my brother get on tonight, BET, he's supposed to be calling in tonight. Make sure you get BET in.
Hold on. Are you probably calling from that jacked up phone again, man? I'm telling you, that guy.
Think of the Chinese phone?
Let me see. Tyson, you there? Tyson. I can hear him rattling around. Tyson.
Hey, I'm here. Hold on. I'm putting my phone on mute. I'm moving these cars around. Give me about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay, man. Hey, hit your one button when you come back. Hit your one button when you come back.
Okay.
I got a little announcement I want to make.
Hey, Teo. Tyson just told himself. He told himself.
I know. You got a honey.
You got a new car.
Oh, so he's being secretive now, huh?
Yeah, he just told us. So he's got to move his cars around. He over there working on them and painting them and all that stuff. So he didn't call
him. When he gets back on, I got a little announcement I want to make. And I want him to be on the line. I hope he's sitting down, too. But you know what I'm saying about the stock suspension? I mean, these guys have to get these cars to fly, Kev, and I get it. But I just think if you got 2 equally matched cars, and one's on stock suspension and one's on a 4-link, do you race that car?
Well, Ben has done it. I would also say Aaron from Detroit with Gold Digger and Yellow Thing, he's done it. I mean, I respect
those
guys.
I'm not saying that nobody does it. I think you get a select few that do it. You know, that's one of the questions that's always asked. Is it stock suspension or is it back half? Or, you know, and I guess maybe it's just my ignorance. I mean, but if you got a car flying on a stock suspension, I mean, kudos to you, man. That's unbelievable. But at the same time, I mean, does it go back to somebody knowing how fast your car is on that stock suspension, or?
Well, I think some of the guys were saying that you know that could be possible.
Yeah, I want to go to that. I definitely want to go to that $100,000 race, man, because I think you're gonna have some heavy hitters out there.
Oh yeah. Terry, if we can get Terry on the phone tonight to explain.
Didn't they say stock suspension on that? You
have a stock front end, but you don't have a stock back end. But I think what they're doing is they're limited the tire to a 29x10, not a W. Like I said, if we can get Terry on the phone tonight, if Terry's out there listening, if you could please call in to promote his show. We have a lot of people I know from the West Coast, Chad and a couple other guys out there said they were coming. They say it's going to be packed. They say that track is going to be freaking packed.
Well, you know what? I'm sure when Drag calls in, Drag or Sleepy or one of them guys, they'll explain,
yeah,
probably know,
yeah,
what's happening. They'll explain a little better.
Yeah, our governor Drag, he always calls in. Drag and help us out with that.
Yeah, well, he's been down at the chassis shop. He's been at the motor shop. He's been everywhere. So
yeah, he's been working on this car, getting his car ready. To do his thing. And God bless him and hope everything goes right for him. You know.
Oh, I mean, I think that's gonna be a race, man.
Well,
I wish they were doing that race all at the same time. So, because if I go to one, I can't go to the other because they're too close together. So that'd be nice if they could square all that off at Hattiesburg.
Yeah. Joe spoke on that, and I'm not speaking for Joe, but you know, as him being a governor, I just think that when a governor, we have a situation where we're at, we should listen to the governor, and we should support him and back him. And,
oh, definitely,
Joe,
yeah. You know, that's all going to happen.
On something right now.
That's going to, you know, Joe will give us a green light. I mean, or he'll give us a thumbs up or thumbs down where, you know, what's happening. Well, we just got to listen to Joe's show and you know, we'll get all the nitty-gritty from him that way.
Yeah, Joe had a great show last night. And to let other people know that we do have just more than one show. So, you know, if you're interested in listening, you know, please call.
Well, that was
support,
a good topic
you know.
He had last night, though. That was a good topic last night because I've been on both sides of that fence where I had my own car and I've driven for somebody.
Right.
And, you know,
I've done it too.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You just have to have the same – you have to have the same pride as if it was your car. I mean, I knew that funny car wasn't my car, but you know what? I'm in it. I'm driving it. You know, I drove it like I owned it. You know what I mean? If something was amiss or something was happening and something wasn't working right, I let them know. And
I think that makes a great driver. And I would have to say, if I had a guy that I hired, and he was driving one of my vehicles, I would say, and he come back to me and say, hey, man, you know, such and such truck, it ain't right, you know, let you shut it down for a day, I would respect him for that. I truly would. But to tell me where the car can and cannot go, no, we can't do that.
But you know what? I'll tell you, Corey said it best last night, though, like Corey was saying, you know, him being the owner, he calls the driver, hey, can you make it to this track this week? We got something going on. Yeah, I can make it. You go. You shouldn't be like, well, you know what? I don't like that track owner, or I don't like the tech guy there. You ain't there to make anybody happy. You're there to go get your car down the track and make some money.
Right.
You know, you're not going to these tracks to be anybody's best friend. You're not going to these tracks to you're going out there to race whoever you got to race, handle your business, get off the track, back up, and go home. I think for the most part, Corey was dead on about that. At the same time, you know, the driver, in order to stay past the driver, has got to be able to give his input to who we to get on there.
Well, I'll tell you what you're saying is right. I mean, is even if you're in a relationship with a wife, a woman, or, you know what I'm saying?
Don't nobody want to try them slow-ass goddamn fakers, goddamn.
Oh, here we go. We got our call.
I want to try them slow-ass fakers, goddamn.
I'm glad you're on right now, because I want to get this out, and I want you guys to just hear me on this. Last week I got a phone call. Kev knows about it, and so do you, about our show. Going crazy in the nation. I guess it, or in the country, it went number one, I guess.
Wow.
And I'm really excited about that. And I just want to say to you guys, you know, being my co-host and coming on this show and making this show what it is, you know, me as one person could not have done what we've done by myself. And I really, really want to say thank you to you guys, because you guys are just as much part of this as I am. You know, we have our round table. We get our shit. We talk about what we're doing. We joke around. We laugh. We have a good time. We keep things loose. And I think the people that listen on the internet, I think they like what we do. I think they probably sit back and figure, I wonder what the hell he's going to say next. But I want to tell you guys, thank you for everything you do for this show, to help put this show on top, because I couldn't have done it without you guys. And I really, really, really want to say thank you, and I appreciate both of you guys so very much for this.
Well, listen here. You ain't got to be friendly with me, because I ain't going to California putting on no booty shorts.
I didn't even have one right now. It's freezing.
You ain't got to preach to me, but hey, man, you know, this is the shit we like. You know what I mean? And hell, we all have a good time doing it. You know.
So, well, I didn't want to do this on the phone. I wanted to do this on the air, because I want everybody, because the people that are listening to are just as much important as what the three of us do, because we wouldn't be where we are without them. Obviously, they like what we do. They're still listening. I haven't gotten any hate emails or anything yet, but tonight's not over. I haven't got any texts blowing up from my sister in South Carolina saying, put me on. So, you know, to the people listening, I want to say thank you to all of you, too, because I love what we do.
Oh, yeah.
I think that you guys do, too. And, again, thank you, everybody who listens, everybody from California to New York, from Detroit to Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia. We can go round and round and round all 50 states.
Oh, yeah.
But I won't forget Chicago either, because I'm a Bears fan.
We just have fun, man. You know, that's what it's all about. And I think that's what the listeners like to hear, you know. We're not big name people, and you know what I mean? We average Joe that love drag racing and love to talk shit to one another, you know?
Hey, Tyson.
Yeah.
You know you told yourself tonight, didn't you?
What I do?
What you think about it about a couple of minutes, or just go ahead and let you know.
Yeah, what car was you moving around?
see, say that right, man. We're gonna get him.
What car was you moving around?
Yeah, we were not there. There's a rumor. Hold on, Tyson. There's a rumor. Hold on. You built a new car.
That I built a new car?
Yeah, don't even start that bullshit. I know how you are.
I ain't got no new
cars. You said no. You said you was moving cars around, and I told Taylor. I said, "Yep." I said, "You told him yourself." And Tyson, and Taylor was like, "What?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I heard Tyson built a new car. He got two cars now.
And you got
a new toter too."
Wait, hold on a second. You know, I'm going to settle this right now. I'm going to bring in right now the man who knows all, the seeing eye of grudge racing, my good friend, Big Drag. You there, baby?
What's going on, fellas? What's happening, everybody? What's happening with everybody?
Oh, we're all doing good, man. We're doing good. We're staying strong. And we got one of our own boys being a little sneaky on us. He thought he told me a curveball, but I sniffed it out before he got off the phone. I know something's going on in Detroit.
Oh, man, hey.
Well, you know that's the Motor City.
That's the Motor City. I ain't got nothing going on, Tail. If I have something going on, I tell you, I just got my Malibu. That's it.
I just want you to know, man. I got one eye on my computer. I got the other eye on you, baby, okay? So you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Tyson, I heard Tail had a spy camera in your backyard. You know about it.
Well, yeah, if that's the case, y'all would have seen them slow-ass Vegas I just bought over here then.
Man. Jack, what's going on, baby?
Not much, Teo. Just I was on a little while early when you first come on. I heard you speaking about Edelbrock and all those different things. I had got another call, so I had to click off, but I just got back on. Yeah.
Not
much, man. Just trying to get this hot rod ready.
Yeah, man. Real quick, not to change the subject. Have you heard anything on the stips for that race that Terry's doing? Have they finalized anything yet?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I'm going to be at 41 tomorrow because we got Fat Brother around here, so they're going to open. So it'll be all the fellas will be there. I'm going to get a chance to probably talk with either Terry or Denny and see exactly what's going on. So maybe we'll have you know, Terry comes on a lot anyway, so I'm sure when he get everything all worked out and I figured out, he'll be getting on and letting everybody know.
Okay. Yeah, we were just talking about that a little while ago, and I didn't know what was going out there. You know, because one of the topics tonight we were kicking around was the back half versus the stock suspension cars.
Yeah, I heard you mention that. That's right when I was getting off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and the thing is, Drag, if I got a car in the same ballpark, or somebody has a car that's a stock suspension in the same ballpark as my car, where's the advantage between the two? You know, if my car's going 480s, the car I'm racing is going about 480s. You know
what
I'm saying?
I think it's a crutch for guys to complain about because, I mean, a 115 60-foot time is 115. I don't care if you got snow tires on or slicks on. 115 is 115, you know, whether it be a four-link car, stock suspension, or a ladder bar. But you would figure that a back half car is going to be a little bit lighter than a stock suspension car because it doesn't retain the factory frame rails and things in a back half car.
So it's going to really come down to weight then. It's going to be a ladder bar.
Well, you didn't say exactly ladder bar, but I'm sure a four-link and a ladder bar as well has some advantages over stock suspension. You know, there's only so much you can do with the stock suspension adjustability. You know, with the ladder bar, it's a little bit long, and you can adjust it out, you know, the intersecting points. And then with the four-link, you know, it's totally adjustable.
Well, let me throw you a curveball here. Now, do you think I would have problems racing a stock suspension car if I had an A body,
like a Camaro,
like the Chevelles, factory four link.
Say it again. I didn't catch you that well.
If I was to come out with a Chevelle, an A body, that's a stock four link rear end.
Mm-hmm.
Would that still be? I mean, that stock suspension, is there a gray area for it?
Well, and again, I think that's, you only got so much adjustability with the stock, you know. Really, an A-body and a G-body is basically got the same factory control arms and setup. I think they're just different lengths, and maybe the angles, the way that they're in an A-body car opposed to a G-body car. But basically the same setup, you know. There definitely ain't no – the difference is, in my opinion, is an A-body car like a 68 to 72 Chevelle is definitely going to be heavier than the G-body Chevelle, you know, like
right.
a 77 to an 82 or whatever year they cut them off at 81 or whatever it was. So those cars are just, you know, from the factory lighter than an A-body Malibu.
Right,
and they got a little bit better aero package than the A-body cars as well.
Yeah, because my buddy and I, we've been, you know, he listens to the show a lot, and we're always talking. He's actually got a 1969 Chevelle,
mm-hmm.
and you know, he's talking about doing up, making a grudge car. I pretty much got him sold on the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, thing is, we're just talking about, you know, and weight, yeah, you know, weight comes in, but you know what, if you're making enough power, you know, it's the track's going to tell you what you're going to do. You know, we can sit here and say, oh, it should go this, it should go that. The track will tell you what it's going to do.
Yeah.
But if this rolls hard enough the way that we think it will, you know, it might make for a different kind of car out there.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the G bodies and Mustangs, and not that there's anything wrong with those cars or nothing like that. But I like to see a variety. That's why I got a Vega.
Well, actually, you know, this day and age we live in, Tail, this is the new wave. You know, the G body cars and you know, the Mustangs and things like that. Early on, you know, Mustang made nice bodies back in the days, you know, 1969 Mustangs, but they wasn't as popular as the new notchback Mustangs and the hatchback Mustangs that they have nowadays. Everybody's getting them and converting them, putting their, you know, whatever power that they want to put in them. I've seen Mustangs with Chrysler motors in them, you know.
Didn't Dog and them have one with a Chrysler motor with a small block that ran like a downhill?
What dog you talking about?
Our dog. Number one dog.
Dog from over east. Willie Dog.
Yeah, Willie Dog. I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
No, I'm not sure. I couldn't say for sure if they did have, but you know, there ain't no telling with them guys. They clicked up, so they got cars everywhere, you know.
It was funny. When I was out in Vegas, there was a car out there, a Camaro out there, with a big block Ford in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pitted over by where we were. And he went out first round. And, you know, me being the smart ass that I am, I rolled past his pit. I go, "You going the second round?" And he goes, "No, we're out first round." I said, "Well, I said, if you change that power plant, you probably have been going to the second round." I rolled out. You know what I mean? It's all about the power plant.
Yeah,
it only works the other way around when you put the Chevys in the Fords to make them go fast.
Well, they, you know, it's still the big three. I call it General Motors, you know, Ford,
yeah,
and Chrysler. They are the big three, you know, and any three of them you know, is capable of making decent power. I choose to race the Chevys because they, you know, you can go anywhere and find parts for them. You know, they're all over the internet. You know,
yeah.
People got stuff everywhere for Chevy, but you know, Ford stuff is a little bit easier to find than Chrysler, but not much. You know, and you're talking about getting some Chrysler stuff, man. It's hard to find.
Yeah.
You find it, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, I have another question for you, if you don't mind, sir. Is it true, by you I know you're an engine builder over the years, are they using, like, Chevy rods and stuff in these small block Fords?
Well, see, I've heard people say Kev Chevy rods, Ford rods, Chrysler rods. A rod don't know what it's going in. It's sizes. It's sizes, bro. I've had Ford lifters that they run in Ford in my Chevy motor. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't know that. You know, you board the lifter boards out what size it needs to be, and you order push rods accordingly. And that's same with the connected rods. The rods don't know if it's in a Chevy or Ford or Oldsmobile, whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you got a certain journal size and a pin size and a rod length, it could go in anything. The only thing that's Ford, Chevy and Chevy and Chrysler is the blocks and the head. And nowadays, you can take, buy an aluminum block, and you can put a Chevy head on it, you can put a Ford head on it, you can put a Chrysler head on it, because you can put your head pattern design on the block.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember Mike Hill. One time we was at Hattiesburg. Mike had the hood off of one of his cars, and it had Ford heads on it. Let me rethink this. I think it was a Ford. It was a Chevy block. No, it was a Ford block with Chevy heads on it. It had Big Chief style heads and stuff on it. Me and Mike talked about that for a while. You know, so I mean, and it's the same thing like in Pro Stock. You know, rumor has it that, you know, Larry Morgan, that's why he was able to, you know, pick back up, go as fast as he did, because that Chrysler deal he had with the top half with the Mopar heads, the Hemi heads and stuff, he did nothing but put that stuff on a Ford block, you know. That's what rumor has it.
Mm-hmm.
So well, Kev,
here's another one for you. If you take a small block Chevy and you do the 4-7 swap on the cam, And run the car that way, and if you imagine the Ford pattern, the Ford counting the Ford cylinders, how they go 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5, 6, 7, 8,
mm-hmm.
It's the exact same firing order as a Ford motor. It's the exact same firing motor as a Ford engine, just they're going to different numbered cylinders. But if those cylinders were numbered like a Ford motor, it'd be exactly the same firing order as a Ford motor.
Mm.
Yeah, I learned that. Just wait that day in school. Hey, we're going to go to the phones right now. We're going to open up another line. Larry, you there, babe? Larry.
How you doing?
What's going on, baby?
Oh, man.
What's
how you doing, Dre? Tail,
right,
Kevin,
man.
How all y'all doing?
Kevin, what's happening?
Oh, man, just hanging in there, man. Yeah.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Big Dre.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Big Dre.
Yeah, I'm here.
I had a question I wanted to ask you. Did you tell Tail them about the race that you got coming up once you get the car together?
No, because it's nothing written in stone yet. You know, I kind of don't want to, put the carriage in front of the horse. We've been pumping up a race to run with, run against Big Chris out of Mississippi with the Mississippi Nightmare. But, ain't nothing been locked in. You know, it's just a bunch of talk right now. You know, I normally don't even talk about racing until I'm ready, but these are guys that I know pretty well, you know, so it won't get blown out of proportion. But yeah, once I'm ready, which I should be fired up and running and everything by the end of this month, you know. I'll probably mid-January I'll be somewhere trying to burn a little rubber.
Because I know that if that went down, I know I was just thinking more so because of the distance that they were, if they had a jet line, they could start trying to put something to the side so that way when they do go down, they would have all capabilities of being able to come and see that. You know, not just put it in a state where this is going to happen or that's going to happen, you know, but I just wanted to give them something to look forward to in case when it do go down, they'll be capable of seeing it if that's what they desire.
Right. Well, at this point right now, you know, as you know, the caliber car that we're fooling with, you just can't drop it no anywhere and say, I'm going to run here. You know what I'm saying? You got to know that you got the conditions there and the surface to run on. So right now it's up in the air. We don't know where this thing going to work, where it needs to be. I do know it needs to be on a real good race surface, you know what I'm saying? If we can't find none, we're not going to be trying to lock in with nobody, you know, unless we know we got a proven track. You know,
right.
Especially at the right time of the year, you know, as far as weather conditions.
Yeah. Well, other than that, I'm just sitting back chilling, man. I'm enjoying myself with your buddy. I'm with your buddy.
Who, that Gunner?
Yep.
Gunner in town?
No, he ain't in town. I'm with Gunner at.
Are you down in Georgia?
Yes, sir.
He got a nice setup, don't he?
Man, what you talking about?
Man, that shop he got, man, that's killer, man. That's a super nice place.
It's a shop, nice, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Lord, that's a nice shop. Hey, man, you could make anything out of that, man. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, you got a nice setup, man.
Yeah, I like it. Surely do. I like it. It's really nice.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to come on and pay my respects and say hi to all my Real Gene brothers.
Well, Larry, you know, it's always a pleasure having you on, man. I love when you call in. I already know your number when you call in.
Okay.
That's how much you call in. I already got your number memorized, baby.
All right. Thanks, and I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem, man.
So I'm going to get back on the quiet side, let y'all get to the next person or if there's anybody else to come in and stuff. And,
Hey, Larry, are you going to stay in and get on the round table tonight?
Am I going to what?
Stay in and get on the round table tonight.
Yeah. I'll be around.
Okay,
well,
stay on because, you know, we value your opinion.
Okay. I'll do that.
I think Big Drag is, you know, hey, can I say this about Big Drag? Drag's been in the racing game.
I got background. I got background noise, man. I'm blowing my phone up.
Okay, now what did you say?
We got some kids. Somebody got the kids.
Yeah.
You can hear kids in the back.
You know, real quick, man. I got my other boy on the line here, man. Sleepy, you there, baby?
Hey, what's going on, Taylor? What's going on, Drag? Kev?
What up, Sleepy? What's up with you, buddy?
Ain't nothing, man. Just listening in, Drag. You know, it's always a privilege listening to you talk, man.
Oh, man, thanks, bro.
You know I'm waiting
what's
on
up?
You, man. I ain't trying to rush you, but I'm waiting on you, man. I'm getting kind of anxious down in the South.
Yeah, I want to do something with that, you know, but, I got to finish what I got started now, and I'm probably like 85% complete here, so let me get that done. And then now I'm trying to locate me another truck because I'm going to be getting rid of my total home here and finding me another one. So it's just more and more money, you know, money.
I understand, man. I'm waiting patiently, man. Ain't in that big a hurry, man. The season just ain't quite close to starting all over again yet, no way. So I'm going to wait you out, man. You said we'll let you get yourself together and you're going to. Then we're going to get my project on the road, so I ain't got no choice but to wait.
Yeah, we'll
you know
we be
down
on
for
it,
that,
you know,
babe.
After Fat too.
Yes, sir, because I'm ready to rock and roll, baby. Getting a little antsy down here.
Okay. We should be good to go after Fat Tuesday, you know, after I get that thing in motion and make sure it's doing what it's, you know, it's good to do, then I can start tackling other things.
All right, man, cause I guess I can go out there and take the bottles off the dually then. I'll just get ready to put me a couple kicks on that dually and see what I can do with that.
No, don't blow the dually up. Don't melt it down.
Hey, Drag, I'm desperate. This is a desperate situation down here, man. That internet drives me crazy, man, watching all them races on the internet, man. I'm ready to get going.
But did anybody about what's going on right now at the time of dog race in Texas?
No, I didn't hear nothing about it, Drag. I just got online, man. I'm trying to see what's going on with that now.
I heard that 7-Up ran already beat.
Did he do any good?
No, he got beat. That's what I heard. And then they was preparing to run the two pro mods, Ricky Rabbit and some other dude out of Texas. They did tell me his name, but I didn't forget it just that fast. So by now, I'm sure that they done ran them off, though, the pro mods, because this was over an hour ago when they was giving me a report.
Hopefully somebody call in and get some race results.
Yeah. I'll get Big Clark. I'll call Big Clark and find out what's going on and try to have a report before we get off the line here.
That sounds good. Sounds good. What's going on, Kev?
Sleep. Hey, Sleep.
Sir.
Hey, Sleep, I heard a rumor that you're doing some things, and you got a motor down there for me. You told me to come pick it up. I got the word, so I can come down next weekend and pick it up.
Come on, man. You know that's supposed to be secret, man. You can let the cat out the bag.
Don't get scared, knock ass. Don't let it fool you, CB.
But if you don't know, Tyson.
Oh, I can't call it, man.
I think I better get in on the show, man, for y'all think, well, y'all, my brothers think I forgot about y'all, man. It's been kind of hectic on this end, man. So I said, let me call in and let my presence be known that I'm still going G till I die, baby.
That's what's happening. Good G for life.
That's right.
That's what's all involved right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I heard that little thread out from the primetime camp saying you want to do something to everything in Good Jingle. I want to get my pickup ready so maybe I can get a chance to put my pickup up against their pickup.
Yeah. Well, those are the tensions. You know what I'm saying? And we still real early in the game here. With a chance to give them their shot.
That's right. Good Jingle got a little something for everybody.
Oh yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We're gonna go to the phone lines now. I got another hand up right now that wants to jump in. Hold on 1 second.
I think it might be 313-2526
Mike is live. Is this Wayne?
What's going
Hello?
On?
Hey, what's going
Hello?
On?
Hello. Nothing chilling at work. Just sitting back listening.
Oh, good deal, man. How's everything going out there?
Pretty good. No cooler, I think. Regular weather, you're warm.
Waiting
to fuck up Big
Dragon
next year.
Who that, Big Wayne?
Yes, sir.
Big Wayne, you getting all the money, man. You working overtime and everything, man. I might have to get on your team, Wayne. I might need a little help.
Yeah, man. Hey, thank God for the big three. That's all I can say.
Well, I'm telling you, man, it's a blessing to be able to go there and work.
That's right. Some people ain't got a job, you know what I mean? So while they let me get it, I'm going to get it.
I heard that, bro.
Yes, sir.
This racist shit ain't cheap.
Yes, sir, it ain't.
That's right, sir. Let's do a talk to y'all, man. I ain't doing that to lay back in the weeds. Listen to y'all.
Hey, Wayne.
What's up?
Hey, stay on, man. You're on a few part of round table tonight, so just put your phone on mute. You're on the round table tonight, so if you have a question,
okay.
You want to answer it for him.
For sure.
All right, Wayne, take it easy, bro.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. All right, let me open another mic. 601-3445. Your mic is live. Who we got?
Open the goddamn mic, girl. What the hell is going on in this motherfucking show, man?
That's my buddy, D.T.
What the goddamn hell y'all got going on this motherfucking show, man?
Give us a ring.
Well, I get a phone call, they said, B.T., B.T., they kind of funny on the show. What the hell y'all want with B.T., man?
We need you, man. You're in the wrong
team,
man.
You're in Texas?
You know damn well I'm in motherfucking Texas.
BTA,
where they drive racing at. I ain't like the motherfucker hiding the bushes, goddammit. I ain't hiding the goddamn bush. I'm out here doing this shit. I ain't none of chemo, goddammit.
Well, give us a race report, BT.
Well, you know, I'm down here with the prime time camp, man. We had Drew on every motherfucker here in Texas. We didn't have a two cars today. We had 7-Up and Rambo. And I have a motherfucking back half on the goddamn lot, on the premises. We made them bitches tuck their tail. I thought they had some nuts down here in Texas. We made every goddamn back half cars, Willie Ball, Big Tie. We made every one of them motherfuckers tuck their goddamn tail and head for the goddamn hills. You hear me? The only motherfucker had enough nuts. Only motherfucker had enough nuts to fuck with us was a goddamn, Tony Thorne. Tony Thorne, goddamn it, gave us a raise, man. That goddamn Tony Thorne had a Cutlass, Big Tie Cutlass, goddamn it. We didn't have no business fuck with that car, but we won the race, man. We come to race.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
We went down on his motherfucking ass. Seven months, goddamn it, cut him off the tree. Out there about 60 foot, goddamn it, the track gave way. That goddamn power about to come in on 7-Up, and goddamn it, the track couldn't hold that little son of a bitch. Jamie had to live, keep him hitting the wall. So that was the first race. We lost that. All right, we found another goddamn duck. This son of a bitch got a goddamn, he says a stop suspension over. But we know goddamn well that bitch wasn't stock suspension. But we didn't give a fuck. He said he had a small block. We know goddamn well he ain't had no small block. But like I said, we didn't give a fuck. We come to raid. Down on his ass we went. Locked him in goddamn with 2,000, goddamn. We lined up with that song, bitch. He coming out screaming with that goddamn oligala on that motherfucker. Something up didn't even goddamn say. Trigger man goddamn sitting over there goddamn it. Calm as a goddamn cucumber. They went in the lights. Trigger Man went in first, double bug that song, bitch. He come in behind Trigger Man. Lights fell. Boom! Trigger Man gone. That goddamn Nova still sitting at the line. We don't know where that motherfucker went to. So, that level 1-1, you know? So we had to end the night with that, man. Because like I said, we had the whole goddamn Texas on panic, man. They afraid of that goddamn little old car, man. I can't understand that, man. All these motherfucking big blocks, all these willy balls and big tires they got down here. Man, Texas, they ain't hitting on shit. Do you hear me?
What happened with Tony?
Now just imagine that we came down here with Moneymaker and goddamn Nightmare. We've been sitting on the goddamn trailer, man, all night.
What happened with the Promod?
Oh, that goddamn Rod James a bad bitch, you hear me? don't let nobody fool you. That goddamn Rod James got them twin tuning on that motherfucker. Them pretty blue flames coming out that bitch from the word go. No goddamn, no Reggie Rabbit, a new asshole.
Oh, man, no.
Oh man, that goddamn Ron James is fucking flying, man. I wish he'd come down to Bradenton and shut that bitch down. You hear me? I've been trying to talk to him. I want him to come to Bradenton and shut that Promos motherfucker down. Old Jax, my boy Hitler gonna catch hell with him. But now you know I'm crazy about my boy Hitler. But hey, what I seen tonight, man. That goddamn Ron James flying, man. Shit. That boy flying.
Oh, yeah. The track gonna kill then, huh?
Well, yeah, we just been having so many regular-ass goddamn cars go down this motherfucking fuck the track up every hour on the hour, man. We been fucked up. Staging lane's been full since 12 o'clock. Bitches still full right now. You know,
wow.
It's a lot of fucking cars here, man. I mean, it came a little late, but the cars been here since goddamn it, old muck. These motherfuckers here, they came to test the tune. They really didn't come to race. Now we had a 580 class, and then they had a 275 class. I think them the two classes, and then the battle of the back half. I think they got four cars in it. They got motion racing.
Roger ain't, not Roger ain't, but Tree Man, Peanut, and some other fella in it. But they ain't even got that started. Yeah, there's so many goddamn cars, man. The back half just sitting over there, man. They ain't even got them goddamn up to the line yet, man.
So you guys look like y'all might race late on into the night then.
I believe it's gonna last after 12. Ain't nobody going nowhere. These zombies ain't leaving him.
It's BET. Hey, where are you guys at in Texas? Are you guys in Dallas?
Yeah, we in Crandall. Yeah, Dallas Raceway.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Mhm. Well, there you have
all
it. There you have it, Grudge.
Two races.
Yeah. Yeah, we have.
So. 7-Up might get some more action then, cause it's still going on. You saying?
It's still going on, but like I said, we made all them Texas motherfuckers cut their tail, man. They afraid of that little car, man. I tell you another bad zombie out here in Texas now. That car that fucked us up over there in Denton, when he fucked Nightmare up with that Pro Charge on it, Birdman.
No.
Birdman made Motion Racing blow that shit up. He had to bun two or three pistols in that motherfucker. That goddamn Pro Charge motherfucker, that back half bitch is riding. Birdman flying too, man. Yeah, I think them two fast motherfuckers, they ain't even counting them blowers tonight, man. Shit. Yeah, wait till the grudge world. Hear about old goddamn King Arthur. You know King Arthur been talking about his car. Buy the goddamn thing in the car tonight, y'all. Y'all ain't gonna believe this shit. Y'all ain't gonna believe it. You know his famous saying, if you ain't blowing, you ain't going. That's all, bitch. Let the gate down, let the trailer go down on that motherfucker. And he come out with a goddamn top fuel dragster, man, with a blow on that bitch. You hear me? Hey, that goddamn King Arthur got a goddamn top fuel dragster, man. You hear me, man, with a blow on that bitch.
Damn.
Boy, that goddamn King Arthur fool, man. I believe that man retarded for real, man. that man got some goddamn 1970 goddamn dragster, man. You hear me, man? He popped in on that motherfucker like it was a 2012. Boy, I tell you goddamn truth. That goddamn King Arthur crazy savage, man. That ain't bullshit. He been taking little kids lunch money and everything tonight. He had his goddamn Santa Claus suit on, y'all. Boy, that goddamn King Arthur fool, man. Man, that boy, that fool, he had fool over him. I'm telling you now. That man cut up sideways tonight, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I just want to let y'all know King Arthur got a top few dragster. You know, he said if you ain't blowing, that bitch got a blower, he said if you ain't blowing, he ain't going, you know?
Yeah.
I told him, what you bring a goddamn dragster to a grudge race for, King Arthur? He said, I'm the only black man with one. They said they didn't want no trouble. So I told him, they better not fuck with me then. I said, goddamn King Arthur, you're cool, man.
That's too funny.
Eat about something that goddamn white man don't even want no more. Man, that man a goddamn fool, man.
Hey, B&T.
This Tao show.
Yeah,
B&T. Yeah.
Hey, man, we want you to stay on. You're part of the round table tonight.
I'm doing what? I'm doing what, Cal?
I said we want you to stay on the show. You're on the round table. If you got to get and mute your mic, that's fine. But we need you on the show tonight, man. You keep it going.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I'm gonna do what I gotta do until the show starts back up. I think they're all tracked down. You know, like I said, the staging lane still full. You know, BET can't miss shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I wouldn't stand by my motto if I missed something. So in case you missed it, BET got to get it.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I appreciate you calling in, man. If you do have to hang up. If you don't mind, keep us posted what's happening down there, man.
All right, Tayo. No problem.
Well, just put your phone on mute. Put your phone on mute when you. But man, you part of the show tonight. You crazy ass son of a bitch.
That's right.
BET. Tell him, man. Tell him. Go ahead. Do your thing. Tell him it's live.
BET live. It ain't all live.
Drag, you back there, baby? Drag. Drag, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Tao. I had put it back on mute. I had lost my signal.
Okay, yeah. I just want to let you know, I plug you back in.
Okay, cool.
So, man, all them cars down there, they only got but a couple races for them, huh?
They ran a pro mile race, so the New Orleans boys got, the Louisiana boys got beat by the Texas boys. And he said that 7-Up is 1-1.
See, that goes back. It goes back. I know what Jay said the other day, but it goes back to this, Jack. You know, if you go and drive somewhere to go race, and I don't know if paying somebody to come down is the word I'd want to use. I think helping somebody out to get down there is the word I want to use. Paying somebody makes it sound like you're dumping $3,000 on that person to come down.
Yeah.
But if someone says, hey, well, you know, I'll help you out a little bit, I'll give you a couple $100 for gas, you're coming down, if you're driving, you know, 1,000 miles or something like that. There's so many gray areas when they start talking about these, you know, getting on these topics and stuff like that. Like I told Kev, when I drove out to Detroit and with the Vega, and it was really cool how some of the guys wanted to offer me some money for, you know, for gas to drive back home. I was like, no, I appreciate it, thank you, but no, I'm all good. You know, it's when you go to these races, is because you want to go. You want to be there. So you do what you can to get there. If something happens where financially it's a little bit tougher, or, you know, and you need some help getting down there, I could see that throwing a few bucks at somebody. I mean, to help them get down because they want to come race. You know, if they get down and they have a good out, and, hey, you know what? Maybe you get your money back and say, hey, thanks for helping out with gas. Here's a couple $100 you loaned me or didn't loan me or whatever. I don't know. I think differently about it. I don't know that I would pay somebody $2,000-$3,000 to come down for a race. That's just selling yourself a bit too much. You know, that's a lot of money to spend for somebody who's grudge racing to come to your track.
I agree with you, Tao. I'm not with the.
I got another update for you. Real time, drive down there, one again. Damn it, be the Texas 400 foot. So we got.
What happened?
They ran on foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man, how I remember those days. He sounded like a proud papa today or something. Like he just did one thing.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Here's what I don't understand.
You know they proud. They done lost goddamn shit. What, 10 races back to back, 3 different tracks.
You know what? Here's the part that I don't understand. They got cars in the staging lane packed like a motherfucker, and they're foot racing. Now something's wrong with that picture.
BET said somebody had oiled the track down. They're cleaning the track.
I oiled the track down.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, okay. I'm so upset with that. Hey man, let me get another caller on here, man.
773-4309. Your mic is live. Who we got? Let me see.
Out of town.
How's Big Will? Hey, Will, what's going on, baby?
What's going on, fellas? How's everything?
Big Will, what's happening?
What's going down, man? Trying to hear the race results.
Yeah.
BET was just on. But we got two governors on the phone. We got Big Dragon, we got Tail on the phone tonight.
Oh, what's happening, fellas? What's happening? Now he's sleepy too, huh?
What's going on, Big Will?
Do you know a man with a name called Sleepy? Do you know he got to be a Sleepy, my boy. Sleepy, my boy. Let me tell you this. Sleepy, they say when you say a man named Sleepy, yeah, he sleep all day. Don't think that. Please, the real world, do not listen to that. That man is not sleeping.
Hey, listen, it's an acronym. You know, it's like when you call somebody really fat, you call him tiny. There you go.
Get you out of the lights. It's a whole different ball game, ain't it? I know what's up.
Yes, sir. Put me in front of that tree. I'm gonna get wide open.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Stop for a minute, Will.
Greg, you coming to the track tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. I hear Preacher Boy locked in with three people.
He locked in with Ontario. I know that. He locked in with Terrio. I'll be there. I'm get out of church about 9:30, 9:45, 10:00, and then I'm going to come home and get ready to head that way.
All right.
Hey, guys, a quick question. That hurricane car, that's a good one of cars. Is that out of Chicago or Indianapolis?
You talking about Katrina?
Yeah, Katrina. Yeah, Greg, I'm sorry.
They're from Indy.
Okay, so they represent Indy. Okay, great, great. No, I said they're representing Indy. That's a good thing.
Yeah, they're from Indy.
But, Greg,
not to cut anybody off, Greg,
you've been racing, let's just say, this, over 35 years, street and track?
Yeah, since 75.
I would like to say this, if you don't mind me saying it, sir. My grandfather always told me about this.
You better step in, Draggy. You want to say something?
No, this is the thing. My grandfather told me, say, you know, the father bull and the son bull is on top of the hill. And the son said, let's go out and get them all. And the father said, no, let's walk down. You know, let's go out and get, no, I'm sorry. The son bull said, let's go out and get one of those heifers. And the son said, the father bull said, no, we're going to walk down and get them all.
They run down. The kid wanted to run down and get one. And the wise man told him to walk down and get them all.
Yes,
sir.
Right. Right. Drag, that's how I look at you.
Well, actually.
You know what? Go ahead, Jack.
Go ahead, Tayo. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
My favorite story is tell them about. Was it 1985 or 1986 in Pomona, Craig? That's always my favorite story.
You know what? I'll tell you, it's funny you talking about that. I got that picture. I found a picture of that car. I got a picture of that car.
Oh, man. You got to send it to me, man. You
got
to send it to me.
I got a picture of it, bro. I will. I'll get a copy and send you a picture of it. That was the first year.
They didn't know I knew you way back then. See, look at them.
Yeah. That was the first year NHRA started running the cars through the templates. And we was down at Pomona running pro stock at the Winter Nationals. Yeah, it was the first year.
Winter Nationals.
Yeah, and them jokers come down, run that template across my car, and it didn't fit the specs. And I'm about ready to put that summer gun in the trailer. I got a brand new $10,000 paint job on. I'm talking about brand new. And one of the guys come over and told me, man, we can fix it for you, bro. We can make it wear the past the template. And I say, how? He says, we just got to bang the quarters in. You know, back in them days, the quarters and the roof were steel on the cars. It wasn't carbon fiber. And I'm like, uh-huh. And sure enough, I let them talk me into doing it, and we was able to pass the template and run down there. But I didn't get in the show. I think it may have took like a 40, mid-40 to get in. I think I only run like a 47 or something like that. But I ran close. Just never did make the, you know, make the cut. But then you're talking about a 22-year-old kid, too, you know, 23-year-old kid over there running NHRA Pro Stock with Bob Glidden and Warren Johnson and, you know, the best of the best, man. I can name so many guys, you know, Lee Dean, you know, all those guys, Don Kuntz and Clark, all them guys. I know all them guys, Joe LaPone. I know them all.
But now here's the great part about it is that they knew that his car wasn't going to pass. But then when they saw it the next day, they're like, how the fuck did this guy get the car? And now today it passes. It goes through the template. The day before it didn't. And they were all scratching their heads.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because it went around the pits. It went around the pits like, well, you know how it worked back then, drag race. It was like wildfire. And how did he make it work? What did he do to make it work? Like, we got to keep an eye on this guy.
Yeah, that dude took that hammer and went to my car. Man, I was sick. Well, he made it clear the template. I mean, it worked out, you know.
But that was that. I love that story because it's classic. Because you know what, when you have a great career, when you have a really, you know, like your career, you go back to the little things when you first started out. But that little thing back then is what drew attention, I think, to you. Because a lot of people were wondering, how did this guy do it? How did he get back in? How did that car not fit yesterday? It didn't today.
Right.
Yeah,
a lot of people NHRA. Sorry about that, Kev. I say a lot of people that follow NHRA, they don't know down there, you know, they just used to the new stuff that they got where you qualify on Saturday and Sunday. But back in them days when we was running, you got to qualify on Thursday and you got to qualify on Friday, you know. And actually, we got more than four qualifiers. I think we got one on Thursday, two on Friday, and two on Saturday back in them days.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have one more qualifying in the morning on Saturday, and then first round started.
Hey, Drake, I heard a story, and this is how I got through from Doc James. And Doc James said, you came up with a car from Detroit, up here in Detroit, you know, quote-unquote grand race, you know, street race thing, you know, back in the days, over 20 years ago. And they said, man, you was cleaning some clocks.
I came down there. I know what Doc talking about. We come down there. I used to have a ramp truck that I hauled my bracket car on, which was actually my grudge race car, too. I had a real nice 70 Nova back in the day, big tire car, and we did a lot of grudge racing with it. We also bracket racing, too, and I had that Pro Stock. And what I did, I put my Nova on the ramp truck and then hauled it, my Pro Stock behind it in the enclosed. So we went down there to run IHRA Pro Stock. This is actually the same time when Bruce Allen started driving for David Reardon. You know, I think they made at Milan Raceway, they pretty much made the agreement that they were going to start letting Bruce Allen drive for them. And it was a mountain motor race, IHRA. And back in them days, you didn't have an IHRA car and an NHRA car. You had one car. You had two motors. You know,
right.
That was pretty much the deal that I had. I had a 498-inch motor, and then I had a 632 at the time, which was kind of a big motor back in them days, you know. And we had the 632 in the car, and we was over in Milan trying to run Pro Stock, and I missed the cut there, too. And after we couldn't run Pro Stock, we ended up running Top Sportsman with the car because of an IHRA event, and we ended up making some bunch of street racing action with my Nova. You know, we done well that weekend.
Hey, Jack, wasn't it back then too for the Pro Stock you couldn't be over 500 cubic inches? Didn't you have a cubic inch limit on there?
Well, when I started racing, Yes, it was 500 cubic inches or less. You couldn't
right.
you couldn't have anything bigger than 500. But that earlier, before then, it was a weight per cubic inch, you know.
Right.
But that was before I started running pro stock, but I do know of that.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember when watching the IHRA races, when they were coming with the mountain motors.
Mm-hmm.
700, 800 cubic motors.
I remember, bro. This had to have been around 70, oh, probably 76, 77. I remember Bob Glidden coming to US 30 with a Pinto.
Oh, yeah.
With a Ford Pinto. It was red, white, and blue. And it was kind of
yeah,
like
the flag.
Star Spangled,
it had a flag on it?
Like the Star Spangled Banner painted on it.
Yeah, the flag.
The stripes.
Yeah, exactly.
And all that on it. And then I remember him coming back there with an arrow, with a Plymouth arrow, with a small block in it, man. And he won the event with that thing with the small block in it. And that was back in, I know for sure that's back when it was the weight per cubic inch deal.
Hey, Dre, I got one question for you. Did you ever meet Malcolm McDorm?
Say it again.
Did you ever meet Malcolm McDorm?
Malcolm McDorm, you said?
Malcolm McDorm out of D.C.
I can't tell you for sure, you know, but, you know, names sometimes don't do it for me. I had to see a face.
He was, he raced with Sonson Martin, Billy Glidden, Grumpy Toys.
Well, you got to remember this too,
but
Kevin. I was a young boy. I was a young boy back in them days. Them guys probably had 15, 20 years on me age-wise. So I was a youngster, you know. I come out of the ranks running bracket cars and street racing and went straight into pro stock, you know what I'm saying, because I had a love for pro stock, you know. So I kind of cut my teeth, you know, learning that stuff as I was doing it. You know, I didn't have the experience, nor did I have the backing. What really helped me along the way was, which God rest his soul, was Buddy Morrison, David Rear's buddy. Buddy used to help me a lot with my car, you know, and I ended up started buying motors and stuff from David and them back in them days. But Buddy was the one that come over and to mention again, back in them days with pro stock cars, wasn't no such thing as no triple discs and double discs and all that stuff. We had a single disc Hayes or McLeod or something like that,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you'd have to, I was learning that stuff, and if you didn't have that clutch right, that son of a gun was going to slip the clutch or shake the tires or one, and wasn't no in-between, you know what I'm saying? And our buddy used to come over every time after I'd make a run and would go over the clutch with me, you know, and show us what to do with the clutch and stuff like that. So he really helped me out a lot, you know. And I see David. Any time I see David, we stop and we talk for, you know, a little while. I seen him this year at Martin, Michigan, at the ADRL race, and me and him sat on the tower and talked while it was raining. You know, I mean, we go back ways back, and well, the same as Steve Schmidt, too. You know, Steve helped me out a lot, and I'm going to tell you one other dude that really kind of took me under his wing and taught me a lot about the pro stock stuff was Gary Duckworth.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he
out of Missouri. Yeah, Gary, he seen that I had some power, you know, and I had a good car. I had a Donnes car, so I had, like, the best of car that money could buy. It was a used car, but it was a Ness car, you know, and Tony Christian helped me out a lot, too, though. You know, I can't take nothing away from Tony.
I heard Tony's a real nice guy.
Yeah, Tony, me and Tony interact to this day right now. As a matter of fact, I got some parts of Tony that he sent me a month or so ago. I ain't even paid him for them yet. Me and Tony go back a long ways. But that was the type of, and Teeny, you know, I told the boys out of Florida, you know, Big Low and all them, that's their people, Teeny. Teeny was actually the owner of the car that Tony Christian drove and won two national events with, that Beretta, that A&B car. Well, I bought that car from Tony.
The black one?
No, the red and white one. It had A and B Automotive on the side of it.
Yeah, I got you. Yep. I know which one you're talking about.
We were at Indy, and I bought a motor. I blew my motor up at Indy running pro stock, and so I was like, you know, dead in the water. And Tony come over and asked me what was wrong. I told him. He said, I'm gonna sell you the motor out the car, the one that they had. As a matter of fact, he had just won a national event against Bob Glidden in Minnesota that year, and with that same motor. So Tony said, give me X amount of dollars and take this motor, and when you get home, you get the rest of the money, just send it to me, you know. And that's what we did, and we put the motor in my car, and we really made some huge steps, man. My brother's got a lot of the old paperwork and national dragster clippings and stuff from, you know, they interviewed me, they interviewed pictures of the car and stuff on there, and they talked about the strides that we were making real fast, you know. But I didn't do that on my own, bro. I had a lot of help, you know. The guys that I just named was you know, really some key guys giving me a hand.
So
and that's
ever,
where my
did,
love
did you ever
for
meet,
Pro Stock comes from.
Did you ever meet Gronk?
Yeah, I met Bill Jenkins, but he was a little snobby, you know, when I met him. I guess I was just some young kid that he looked at as meddling in drag racing, so he really wasn't easy to talk to. So I met him. I actually just seen Bill Jenkins a year ago this time. He was here at the muscle car race with a guy that I know real well here that bought his Camaro, the 68 Camaro. Now he has his Vega now that Bill died, and I didn't even go and talk to him because I just had a bad taste in my mouth from back in the days, how really snotty he was. So I never really interact with him.
Well, you know, Drag, that's funny because, you know, when I started, I got to tell you, when I was driving the funny car, when I was making my license pass, and I'm backing up after I did my burnout, and I'm backing up and I'm getting the car back in gear, and it kept jumping forward, and I was having a difficult time getting into low gear, and I was trying to, Carmine Paisano from the Paisano Brothers Racing.
Yeah.
He sticks his head in the window, and I can see his mouth moving. I can't understand what he's saying. And then all I get was relax. And I couldn't understand two words. So I took a deep breath, stepped on the pedal a little bit harder, went into low, went up to the line, stayed, and took off. Comes into my pit after, and he told me, hey, you're doing too much up there, man. Put in gear, get the line, go. That's all you got to do. Quit thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And he started. Yeah, they take you by the hand. This is somebody I didn't even know.
Right.
And start talking to me. And next thing you know, I'm hanging out in the Joe Paisano camp a lot, hanging out with those guys. And their shop was in Long Beach, and I live in San Pedro, and it's only 20 minutes from each other. I started hanging out at their shop, you know, with my ear to the ground, trying to pick up everything that they're saying.
Right.
And at the time, I want to say, I think Jim Dunn was driving for him at the time. One of the Dunn, not the Fireman Quickie, but the other, because they were brothers.
Mike Dunn or something.
Mike, I don't know. I think Mike is the kid who drove for them later. You know, and it was just like one of those where they, you know, these guys do. They if you're a racer, they should just scoop you up and. Try to give you their experience and their, you know, life lessons and stuff like that. And I remember the first time we were in, I want to say we were in Topeka, Kansas. I made my first final, and the Paisano came. Well, I mean, we're jumping up and down more than, you know, not just, you know, come on. I mean, granted, I wasn't in their class or nothing, but. It's just, you know, it was nice having somebody like that calming you down, helping you out, you know, and giving you things to think about and teaching you, you know, your checklist. You should do this.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that taught me how to pack a chute.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's nice when you have people like that throwing back to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. it's a lot of guys. That's why a lot of times when I'm on the radio, I tell people that, you know, a lot of these guys that you see grudge racing and doing the racing with us, you know, we just normal people, man. You know, we regular people just like you are. We are approachable. You know, if you need some help or you just want to talk or chat or come by and say, hi, how you doing, man? I've been paying attention to you, you know. Feel free to come on by. You know, we don't look down on anyone. And especially I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm just regular people, just like anybody else, man. Fortunate to have a pro stock car.
Hey, I'm going to open up another line real quick. 313-6547. Max Live, who's this?
Big, what's up? What's up, Tayo? Big Drag Kid.
What up, Big Fred?
What's happening, Big Fred?
What's that going on, Fred?
Slow motion, man. Sitting up here watching this Nebraska-Wisconsin game, watching the Wisconsin just where they going down on their ass and going tonight. That's about listening to you guys kick it back and forth, you know. What's going on?
Oh, nothing, man. We're just talking about some races. Drag, when we get to this stage in racing, it's a trickle-down effect. Then we start bringing people up, you know, and trying to help us, you know, those people as much as we can.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's one thing I'm very, very good at, you know, I'm trying to spread the knowledge to the guys, you know. Believe me, I paid my dues. I really paid. Wasn't many people early on that reached out and helped me until I got, you know, in the pro ranks and stuff like I was. I was telling you about the guys that came in and gave me a hand. But early on, you know, locally, anything that I tried to do, I had to pay, man. You know, some local speed shops around here, boy, you mention their name and I got dog go to shivering still today. You know, but it's not that way. And then I got a lot of guys, I tell them, actually a couple dudes that I help right now, and I tell them, I said, and you know, if you're not going to do what I tell you to do to your car, then why do you have me to help you? You know, because they'll ask you for help, and you're, you know, pretty much showing what needs to be done, and they'll go do it the opposite way, and then when they have a problem with it, you know, they back over there asking you what to do, you know. So basically, you know, just take heed, man. Listen, I have one of my friends around here. He's so bad with changing up stuff. I told him the only way that me and you and I can race together, bro, I got to keep your car. So I took his car. I took his car and kept it at home in my garage. And he was successful that whole year. He won every race run but one. And the only reason he lost the one is because he broke the transmission. But, you know, I mean, we paid our dues, you know. I don't think by no means that I'm better than anyone or I don't look down on anyone, man. I could be beat just as well as anybody else. But one thing for sure, I'm going to do my job. You know, if you're faster than me and come around me, I can't stop you from doing that, you know.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I like to say this thing. The drag is on truth, bro. I had a problem with my car over in south of Bay North. And I just told Dragon, I don't know what's wrong with the car. And Dragon came over and said, man, well, let's try that, you know. And then finally, you know, he came back and said, well, you know, I think this and I think that, you know. Drag, I'm going to say something to you guys. Everybody that's listening to the world, Dragon is not, he's a very personal guy. He's not going to treat you like doo-doo. He's going to do the best he can to help you. And that's what I like. I like a person that wants to teach you and passion. Because if you think you're everything about this drag racing game, you're dead and done. That's just my personal opinion. I'm done.
Hey, Big Drag.
Yeah.
Hey, look, when I first met Big Drag, right, you got a cousin over here named Fish, right? And your cousin, he always comes on Big Drag. I said, man, I ain't never heard of him, so we go to Black Sunday in St. Louis. That's when y'all had that orange Nova.
Yeah.
And the other guy had a purple Nova. And I remember the other guy that was with, and he said, well, this car is not fast as that purple Nova, but y'all bet a hell of a amount of money on a 60-foot. I never seen that before. I remember the guy said, well, you can't run with him, but I bet you said, I can out 60-foot his ass. And I was like, man, I said, these guys got to be crazy as hell. Spend that kind of money on a 60-foot.
Yeah.
That goddamn, that Orange Nova, you know the Orange Nova I'm talking about?
I got that picture you're talking about with both of the Novas leaving with the wheels in there.
I got on video still to this day. Hey, look.
Wow.
I couldn't believe that shit. I said, they paid how much on a what?
Solid
and you put it on his ass. But then the owner, you said, I don't even own the car. The other guy owned the car with the braids. You, and
yeah,
he went faster than you did. And you said,
yeah.
You said, he the owner. I said, damn, he can drive. I said, hell, I think he can drive. Because you had been driving all weekend. He got in the car and went fast. I said, damn. And that's the first time I ever seen when you guys talked about the stock suspension and all that. That was when Bobby and Harold them came from Mississippi. They had a 67 or 68 Nova. And I said, man, they finna try to run drag number what? And I remember he said, yo, get up under there and look in the back of this car. I got up, me and my boy Eric got up under that car and look. I said, man, ain't this car it's not back there, have a lot about nothing. He said, you don't need all that. That's when I started realizing, listening to you guys in over Chicago about this stock suspension, and they wouldn't use all the stuff that we was using over here, the back half and all that. You guys had a Cutlass. We walked by this Cutlass all weekend. It was sitting in a pitch man cab. I bullshit you not there. Gas stands, the oil and all this stuff in this car. And at the end of the event, I remember I was sitting there, I was just grunting. I was telling guys about me racing. I went to the semifinals at Black Sunday, scared to death, never raced nowhere in my life, and made it all the way to the semifinals at Black Sunday, and I pulled a dragster. And I didn't know nothing about that. I remember got Lame Lamb and Kevin Ali. Them guys, I mean, they was like the premier racers to me. They would never really talk with me and me and my man Eric. But that day, everybody came around my car. I'm shaking like a motherfucker. I'm like, man, he said, man, you in the semifinals. Shit, you finna go and get this money. And I'm saying to myself, man, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And then Bobby Cole. He said, man, calm your ass down and relax. He said, shit, he's a dragster. He said, now you got to dial it in. And they told me, the guy kept asking me, he said, man, that's your dial in? And I said, yeah. And as soon as I got in the tunnel, somebody changed my dial in, and he protested that. And I didn't know nothing about that. And so, long story short, I ended up the dragster, whooped my ass, spun my ass around on the other end. But I was looking at that back half and all reverse that stock suspension stuff, man, I said to myself, I'm taking my car to Chicago and let them guys put my car together for me. But I remember Drag, you had that little ass scooter, and I kept saying, that's Big Drag. My man said, man, that's the baddest motherfucker on the premises of the day out here, you and your crew. So I just seen you every year down there.
I had my Grand Am over there. He was running
Didn't you have a Cavalier? Was it a Cavalier?
Yeah, well, I had both. I had a Cavalier and a Grand. I bought both of them cars from Warren Johnson. I bought the Cavalier
Johnson
first.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Which one? What color was it? Blue and silver or black?
It was the Cavalier. Black.
Okay, well, it was the blue and silver car. That's actually the car that Kirk Johnson finished up number 3 in the world with. It used to have a spark plug on the side of it. I got pictures of that car right now that I found. We was running. They had that quick race on Black Sunday. We had that, and we had the Nova down there. You're right. You're absolutely right. And we pitted right there by the pit area.
Hey, look, and that's the first time I ever seen Grudge racing. I'm gonna make you remember this one too. You were in a back half Nova, a blue Nova, with your chassis car, that 65 Chevelle. Bobby was driving for you.
Yeah, right.
Hey, look, that's the first $2,000 I ever won on betting on a Grudge. We bet heavy,
we beat Knucklehead. That's who it was. Knucklehead had the Nova. And
that
Bobby Cole drove Perry's Malibu, the 65 Malibu.
I got that on tape. I was watching that.
Yeah.
And the guy said, man, when it stumbled off the line, that Nova was gone, though. I ain't bullshit. It bounced down the track. But if he had just went, stayed on the ground, I think it would have been a better race. But when Bobby, that Nova, that Chevelle went, and he caught back up, shit. I said, look at this motherfucker run. That, and that's when I really started getting into this grudge, the grudge. Because I didn't, we didn't do it. I mean, we grudge raced over here, but that was the first time I had an event I seen where they let the grudge races race after the event. And I was like, wow. And that United Black Drag Association, that was a good organization, man. I so hated that they had disbanded it. I mean, well, I ain't gonna say disbanded it. The track had did what they did to those guys. But I see they back with it now. And
Well, the UBDRA at the first United Black Drag Race Association meet that they had, they called it Black Sunday. It wasn't UBDRA. It was just called Black Sunday. I was at the first one they had, man. I think it was 1990 or 89, but I was at the first one. And it was all about street racers, just wanting a good place to race and have a good time. You know, all the guys will come out and bring their families, race their cars, barbecue on a Sunday, you know. And it caught on. And then they formed, I think, the UBDRA. And it got big. And, you know, we did a lot of that. And then it got to the point where it was starting to get the tracks involved. And the track kind of took it over, man, and the guys got to the point where they wasn't catering to the same thing that they were doing at first, so the racers got pissed, man, and we quit coming.
Yeah, that was a nice event. I got right now my back of my window of my car, I got six stickers on the back of my window of my car from me going for 6 years, you know, going down there.
Yeah.
Wink McCoy, I know you know Wink. Wink was the guy from Detroit that moved to St. Louis, and with Melvin Coney now. That was his guy.
Okay.
And that's how I learned about him, Dennis Chu and those guys. I mean, it was a big thing for the guys here to go to that race every year instead of the third week in September. I'll never forget that. You know, that's when I take my family. You know, my wife told me, shit, you going there, I need to go see what the hell going down there. But I had people down there. You know, I had people down there.
It was a great thing. We used to look forward to that, you know, every year.
And I see they had one this year. I see Dolomite went. And I was like,
yeah, Dolomite, you know, Dolomite is from St. Louis, I think. His father and stuff. I know Dolomite's father well. You know, Dolomite didn't know who I was until, you know, he was in St. Louis and his father told him about it. You know, actually, St. Louis used to be my test track with the Pro Star because the St. Louis is always, well, used to be always good. The track was good. We tested. And plus, my driver that was driving for me at the time, he's from St. Louis. And so the car stayed down there with him at Jerry Huss's shop. And what
hey,
I would Drag, do was drive
you,
in.
Where do you run in St. Louis? Where did you run
Gateway.
In St. Louis? Gateway, okay. Well,
yeah,
Gateway. Is that the section on the other side of the river? In Illinois?
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got a ton of family in St. Louis. My mother's from St. Louis, so I've been back there many a time.
And man, that's a good track. Is any back
Gateway
racing
National.
Again?
That's what used to run the Gateway National.
Right.
Hey,
guys, listen up. Let me open up another mic right now because we got about 15 minutes left of live feed time. So anybody on the internet wants to continue listening in, you might want to dial that 6-7-215-9989 number to jump stuff with us. Let's go to 601-047. Your mic is live.
Morning.
Hello?
Oh, it just.
Tail.
Hey, BC, is that you, babe? Yeah, what's
up? Yeah, it's Big Claw. What's happening, bro?
Hey, what's up, Claw? What's up, baby?
What's happening, Drag? Everybody, hey, they told me y'all were looking for me. I'm out here
what
this
up,
track.
Big
I got a lot of back. I'm out here this track in Texas. What's up, Drag? I got
what
a lot
up,
of background noise, man. What's going on, everybody?
What's going on?
Hey,
everything's going good, man. What's happening out there?
Well, as of right now, Tony Bynes is 1-1 with 7 up. There's been a lot of good racing out here, man. Tell me, dog, ready to put on a good show out here. Piece of big tie action, a lot of stock suspension action. They're getting ready to do the back half class right now. So
I'll keep you guys posted, man.
We appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Man. Keep us posted, right. Baby.
Okay, right, Big Clark.
All right, Big Clark. All right, let me go to another caller. This is all the way out here in my area. This is the bank robber, Rob. What's up, Daddy?
What's going on?
Rob, what's happening?
Oh, man, just here, man. I'm waiting for Fat Tuesday. Is he here yet?
You got to talk to Drag on that one.
No, Fat Tuesday is, I think, the 11th and 12th and 13th of, it's right there before Valentine's Day in February, that weekend of Valentine's Day, exactly. But before Fat Tuesday, now, we want everybody to know that Saturday before we all go over to Fat Tuesday, which Fat Tuesday is racing, Hattiesburg is racing on Saturday, but they normally run motorcycles on Saturday only. So the only thing that the cars can do is come in and get a parking there. So before that, we're all going to be in Lena, Mississippi on that Saturday. Big Clark and Gadget. Actually, Big Clark just got off giving us a race report down in Texas. Him and Gadget got a race at Lena Motorsports Park in Mississippi, which is going to be a real good race, and it's a really, really good racetrack.
Good
and
deal.
Before,
so that's on that Saturday?
That Saturday, yes. We'll all be over there in Lena.
How far is that from Hattiesburg?
Lena is maybe an hour from Hattiesburg, closer to Jackson.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Drag, because Rob and I we're talking about flying down. Can we fly down into Jackson?
Yeah, you're good. See, on your way to Hattiesburg from coming in through Jackson, you jump on 20, which you turn into 49. Well, Lena is right off of 49. That's the way that I always went to Lena when I went down south. So you have to shoot 49 to 59 to get to Hattiesburg. So en route to Hattiesburg, you'll come to Lena first. So it's not out of the way.
Oh, I
man,
got you.
You sound like you're calling football plays, man. 39 to 49, 59, what the hell? I'm waiting to hear hike.
Those are highways that you got to take over there in the dirty south.
Hey, Rob.
Hey,
I want to say, too. Hey, Rob.
Yeah, what's up, big guy?
Man, trash man, when you go up a bank, you always figure out your route.
Hey, all that country back road, the 50, the 30, the 20, that, man, just make it simple. Just go down yonder, turn right. That's all I need to know.
Well, you know, I'm a Mississippi boy, but I'm living in the north now. I'm from Chicago, so I got to tell you the way that I know how to go.
I'm
sure Big Clark and Mississippi Joe can get on there and probably tell you an easier way, but this is the only way that I know to go. And I haven't been in Lena since the late 90s, probably 99, 98, 99. So it's been a while since I've been to Lena, but it is a good track. I've raced there and won money there. But
here's the deal, Drag. We're gonna come from Jackson, and we're gonna drive over to where you're at, and then we're just gonna follow you to Hattiesburg. How's that?
What you do, that's right. You call me when you get in Jackson, because, see, I'm going to be at my stepmom's and my brother's and them house, which is in Macomb, Mississippi. I got to come back to Jackson to cross over to go to Lena. So you call me. I'll already be there. I'll get there a week early so I can spend time with my family. So when you get there, I'll come meet you, and we'll keep on going straight to the track.
Now, when we get there, I hope we got some good barbecue.
You're going to get
some
good whatever type of food you want brought down in the south. I promise you that.
Hey, listen to this, man. You asked Chad ate food that he didn't even know existed when he was down south.
Yeah. We brought Chad in the house to eat. Jay Barnes had trays and trays of food. And as Chad and his buddy was looking through the food, he said, man, they even got pancakes. I said, man, that ain't no pancake. That's cornbread.
Yeah, that was that hot water cornbread.
Right. Hey, for our listening audience, Teo, Before we lose the air time and go over to the after hour, I want to tell everybody that Grudge Inc. is in the process of forming a store, a hot rodder store. And for everybody that's on here listening, if you're not already a member, we would ask that you guys would go to grudgeinc.us and sign up and become a member. And once you become a member, you will also be afforded the discounts that the all the other members are afforded when it comes to buying parts. There's websites that you can go on. There are places on Grudge Inc. that you can see pictures. A lot of these voices that you don't know, but you know the names. You can see who we are. If you got something new that you're doing, you can leave your messages and stuff, and we'll make sure that we'll print you up and have you in the books, the magazines and on a computer and different things like that.
Sound like one of that.
Yeah,
we definitely stepping up in the bigger realms and moving to higher grounds. It's blowing up and move all up to the east side.
Yes, sir. It's definitely getting huge, y'all. It's getting huge, and these talk shows has bridged the gap, in the racing community to people that don't know people to people that knows people now. You know what I'm saying? Know what we got, know what we're doing, and it's only going to get even better, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm going to open up some more mics. We got some more people with their hands up right now. Let's go 313. Is it Larry again? 313-0178.
What's going on, y'all? This is Kimo just listening in.
What's going on, Kimo?
What's up,
Kimo? Kimo, Kimo, BET been talking stuff about you. We're looking for you.
Oh, man, sound that dick licking and shut his mouth.
No, I'm not there. I'm at home.
Wow,
I wasn't able to make it.
You ain't no dick nigga. I'm talking about BET live.
Yeah, he down in Texas. Yeah.
Oh, okay. He ain't got nothing else better to do. He should be taping instead of worried about me.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Drag, did y'all know how far Tampa is from Bradenton?
Yeah, Tampa is not far from Bradenton. It's I'm not sure. It's not that far from Bradenton because I remember seeing the sign for Tampa when we was in Bradenton.
Yeah. So I'm just flying in. That's what I was asking. I was flying in to Tampa. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's going on? What's this, my California buddy?
What's going on, Kimo? How's everything going, baby?
Oh, man, just getting finished booking my ticket to come down there. We're going to knock, Tony, we're going to knock Bus Motorsport here unconscious right down in at Baldy's race if they make it.
Yeah, they supposed to be coming to, I talked to Abe yesterday. He said he coming to 41 tomorrow to run 3-Lug.
Yeah, I talked to him today. He said he was going over there. I just can't wait to get him down to Tampa, Florida. Sure, knock his head off.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
No, you know your cousin was on here tonight looking for you.
I don't. My if you're talking about that dick liquor, my family don't have
that dick liquor. I'll be your kid, man.
That's the dick liquor. Number one.
You understand that, sir. BET, take your phone up, man. Take your phone up.
Hey, Kimo, you just going to fly and then you're going to let the fellas bring the cars. Y'all bring a two-car deal or you just you going to bring two different trailers?
No, Tony just bringing his car. My car not ready.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, so we're just going to bring Tony's car and whole court with Avery and them.
Right.
They don't believe they would have got a fair trial up here, so they'd rather
go down south and do it. You know what I mean? So we,
hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Hey, Kimo, are you the prosecuting attorney in this case?
No. I'm just sitting in, man. I'm just going to sit in and listen on the case. But Lil Tony will be the prosecuting attorney for this one.
Okay, so you legal standby, huh?
Yeah. You know, what's the man that do all the legal paper documents in the office?
In the office?
Yeah. What's the guy that do all the documents in the office?
The clerk.
The
clerk, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be a clerk.
Yeah.
I'll be counting what you call the money at the tone. See, one thing about it, I'm going to put this prediction out. If Tony moved first, I believe Aiden is just going to shut the car off.
Say that gas, huh?
Yeah. Boy, I really wanted to lock him in. Because if he can't get away from Three Lug over there, I just take it he won't be going to Florida. But the man won't lock in.
Kimo, which car are you running, the Cutlass or the Malibu?
The Cutlass.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, I want to hold up real quick, Kimo. I want to open up a few more mics before we got about 3 more minutes. So if anybody on the internet, you know, wants to call in for after hours, better call in now. I'm going to open up another mic. I got 310-6868. Might be Melvin. Are you Melvin?
No.
313-6868.
Yo, go ahead.
It's Melvin.
Yo.
Melvin, is that you?
Yeah.
What's going on,
Melvin?
Y'all got it, man. I'm just sitting back listening to the show.
What's up, man?
Well, you better get on this show.
Hey, Trey, I'm going to give you a call.
You on the mic,
Huh?
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you, Melvin.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call, man. We're going to finish discussing that, what we were talking about earlier today.
All right.
That
rod
ratio deal. Okay. Yeah, I'm just sitting there listening to the show, man.
Oh, good deal, man. Well, stay on, Melvin. All right, I'm going to open up another mic. 601.
All right.
5133, your mic is live. Who we got?
Hey, what's up, Tao? This is Mississippi Joe.
What's going on, Champ?
What's going on, Champ?
How y'all fellas doing tonight? Drag, Sleepy, Kimo, Tao, everybody, man.
Everybody.
How y'all got?
Everybody.
What up,
how you doing, Z and Champ?
I'm blessed and highly favored, man.
Sure you are.
Hey, Champ.
Champ,
I would like to say I love what you say when I'm highly favored. I love that. And I talked to my son, my oldest boy, tonight. He came over and visited me tonight. And I told him, I said, you know, Mississippi Joseph, I love, and I got to get this in my life, that I'm highly favored. And my son looked at me because his grandfather was a minister for years before he passed. And he looked at me and said, Daddy, that's a beautiful thing to say. I said, Mississippi Joe. I always said, I'm highly favored. I said, hey, it's in my skin now. So I want to thank you for that, sir, for giving that out to us.
Ain't no doubt, big boss. That's how players play. All day, every day.
Every day, baby.
Well, I'm a little player. I ain't a big player like you know. You in drag, you know what I'm saying? But, whenever you need me, I'm there.
Let me tell y'all
something, man. I went back and I listened to my show from Friday night, and I listened to Drag Talk and speak, which I do all the time. Drag is in. He got a good thing with drag races and grudge racing, but I think drag should have been a motivational speaker.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
He's
that's what he is.
Hey, yo.
This guy, I'll tell you, man, if he says to me, you know what, Tail? I think you could run through that cement wall. I believe you could. I'm going to have to give it a shot because he said so.
Yeah, you know, my thing is, I like to see Drag run for congressman over in Illinois, and maybe he'd be our president.
I bet you he'd be some votes, boy.
Too much stuff going on in the politics, man. I don't want no parts of that.
I don't want that headache.
No, not no politics.
But y'all know, I told Big Fella, I ain't going to even lie, I shouldn't say this on the radio, but I told him I wish I could speak like him.
Chicago, I actually started packing up a lot of my equipment already. Larry drove down from Chicago to help me pack up all our stuff and take it on up to Chicago. I want to appreciate Lugo and Larry both doing that, looking me out that way. A lot of footage I got, you know what I mean? I'm going to start releasing all this old footage that I have. You know, I got a little bit of help. So you got just stay tuned for Gunna Picks. And I will say this, for the year 2013, the same way I showed a lot of love to the South, I'll be up in the Midwest showing a lot of love to them.
If anybody needs T-shirts, please get in touch with Tao. He and the governor's on the phone, and he will take care of you.
That's right. As a matter of fact, T-shirts, if you need stickers for your car, you know, going across your visor line, I cut those also. I'm actually moving my operation up to Chicago for a while. I'm going to do my part to make sure the Midwest is on the map. As long as these guys up there grudging and getting it in, I'm going to do my part. The same way everybody else had an opportunity to have video watchers, keep cameras in their face, I'm going to do my part for the Midwest to ride.
Well,
hey,
Gunnit, quick question for you,
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Gunnit,
yes.
This Wayne. I asked you to call me. Have you called me yet?
You know what, Wayne? I did attempt to call you. I actually called another Wayne. I thought I had your number. I called another Wayne from out of Chicago. I do apologize. I couldn't get your number. But after that, I ended up doing a little bit of traveling, Wayne.
I got some business for him. That's why I'm saying so.
No, Ray. He called me today to ask me to have your number. I told him I didn't have it.
I don't give my number out over here, so.
No, we're not saying that. What we're saying is Big Phil.
Hey, give it to him. Give him my number.
Okay, I got it. I'll call Big Phil. I promise you. He'll have your number within 2 hours.
There was another gentleman by the name of Wayne. I did try to get in touch with you, Wayne. Lord knows I tried to call you, but I ended up dialing.
Oh, he did. He called me today.
All right,
all right. Yeah.
I just want to support you. I need stuff done, you know, like you're doing it, so I'm going to show you some
stuff. Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Wayne,
what are you doing,
Timo? I'll
what
be up there
done,
with
you, man. What are you getting done, man? Let me know, man. Huh? What you getting done, man? What you need done? All I'm trying to do is put Never Scared on the map. You're going to represent all
of us. That's all you want to do, put Never Scared on the map.
Hey.
Get on your ass, I go.
Thank you for having that, baby.
Hey, listen, I want to let everybody know. Leroy sent his duty down here. That, you know, we just got in. We actually just walked in the door at about 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You know what I mean? I'm already breaking everything down. Everything is going into my little enclosed, and I'm headed up to the Central, North, the Midwest. I'll be up there in about a week. You know, I got a few things to do around here. I'll be up there in about a week or two, and I'll be going around talking to everybody. And I want to hear.
Hey, Ray, Big Fred, got your number so I can be gunning. Hey, Ray, does Big Fred have your number so I can get to gunning?
No, Lil Fred got it.
Emo
got it.
Here's
what you're saying,
Gunny. Yeah, walk out the room for a second. Is
that
Sleepy?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Sleepy?
What's happening, lad? What's going on with Chemo? I hollered at you when you came in, Chemo. You ain't going to, you know, I'm going to speak to you, brother.
Chemo,
you called on there when BET was asking about you. I only got a little excitement tonight.
You ain't coming in tomorrow, Chemo?
Nah, I'm not gonna make it over there, Drag. But y'all let me know how that turned out, man. I don't know which way I want to think or go on this, but I just don't think if he can't catch that goddamn Three Love. Man, no sense of him going down to Florida. That's why I want to lock him in. I talked to him for 2 hours and some girl went lock in.
Hey, Kino.
Yeah.
You got number one fan. Hold up. You got number one fan. My son, my oldest boy, he seen your hand up tonight. He said, man, daddy, I love that Chemo.
Yeah.
He said, and then Kimo, that's the man I like. He said, keep it going. I said, you better not fuck with Kimo.
I'm trying to lock Abe ass in. I done called his whole crew. Look, Tommy, Abe, I don't have Tony Fuss number. Now I don't want to lock in. But they say they're going to be there. Man, that's 1,200 miles. Man, I think a motherfucker needs some kind of insurance on some money or something.
And I am Kimo. Kimo, when you're on the show tonight, I agree with you 100%. You know, you just asked the man to lock in because, you know, if you make that travel, and Big Dragon say the same thing. You know, you spend so much money for fuel. If you don't show up, then, you know, I got to live it in my piece back.
Yeah.
It's not like you ask a promoter to say, hey, man, give me $5 to show up or whatever. You know, you just say, hey, man, I'm going to be there. Just work with me. You know, lock it in so, you know, I know what I got to work with when I leave.
Well, they should feel the same. I mean, Kimo and them could have car troubles, anything. You know what I'm saying? And don't make it. You know, and they don't went all the way down there for nothing. You know what I'm saying? That goes both ways.
Drag, you understand, right? But I want to say something about Kimo. That's my personal opinion. You know, Kimo knew me face-to-face, but he didn't know me. But I've seen Kimo at the track, and I've seen people draw Kimo when, you know, when he was down and he's testing. But Kimo never backed out of nobody the race. I can honestly say that.
If the car ain't right, I'm still going to try to go because anything gonna happen in drag racing.
I've seen the man do it. I mean, we were back here in what, June or May or July, and I can't think who actually drew down on him, but Kimo thought he said, man, get down, and threw his money up. So I don't want to ever call nobody ever call Kimo a fake ass racer. Him or Wayne, they're not fake ass racers. They're both from the race. You know, we might not like it. We might go down, but they will race.
Well, you can never say Wayne and them fake races. I think they were in the grudge races of the award up here.
Yeah. I would say my vote would go. My vote, if it's okay with you, sir, my vote has won with Wayne this year for in Detroit as number one grudge racer. Wayne has done
Wayne
thing.
Ain't nothing.
Wayne,
tell Wayne I say
game.
He ain't nothing.
He probably listening, Jack.
And you say what drag? Like Wayne and them, they don't want they race.
Wayne
they
ain't nothing.
Wayne,
I'll tell them what.
Wayne the phone.
What
Wayne
Bernie
get back
Mac.
On.
Hey Wayne.
Wayne,
hey,
you want to try to get his phone off you? You want to try to get his phone off you?
He probably at work, so he, you know, he probably can't jump in and out.
Hey
Kimo.
Well,
no,
like
I mean, me personally, as far as Kimo's concerned, Kimo is not no freak ass racer. This is my personal opinion. I mean, everybody can say what they want to say, but, you know, Kimo has paid Punk out. He has locked in races. If he didn't make it, he paid it.
Well, that's
Kimo,
that going
like
down.
Kimo,
man,
get on him.
Anybody know Kimo and Tony know that they race. You know, if they call them anything different, then they don't know them. You can't run if your car ain't ready, bro. If it's broke, you definitely can't. You can't run.
Right.
You know. That's why you don't see me on here beating on my chest talking about racing nobody.
But,
Joe,
it's like this, too. You know, and I respect you, too, but it's like this. You said, hey, I can't say that because, you know, as DJ Girl said, I don't have oil pressure. And you know, but Kimo just has this thing about him. It's like, I might have it tomorrow, so fuck you. Let's lock in. But the man will play the front car. Amen, Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even though we have an internet where Slacker was saying, oh, Tony wasn't shit, and, you know, it's Tony for that title park out of me. Did the man pay it? So end it. Tony paid it. Tony got to his, you know what I'm saying? Tony, he did his responsibility what he was supposed to do. So did he not? Or, you know what I'm saying? How do you end and talk about a man, and the man said that he paid it regardless? I could see if he didn't pay it.
Well, he just did what he was supposed to do. If he locked in a race and couldn't run it, you know, he got to pay it off. Sometimes they negotiate with the other team, and they give him a lesser amount to pay. But if not, then you got to pay what you agreed to pay. That's just plain and simple.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, you know, as far as Gold Digger.
Huh?
Wayne, can you help me out right now? My mind is on pros right now. Kimo, if you help me out, who was his name? I'm sorry, guys. I apologize for this.
Aaron.
Now,
Kimo's
online.
Okay, Aaron, I'm with you. Aaron, Kimo, and Tony. I have much respect for those guys, and Wayne. Them four guys in Detroit, I have respect for. So, you know, I mean.
Well, Kev, you know what? I got respect for anybody who gets behind the wheel of a race car. Because, like I said, we're a whole different breed out here. I mean, you know, it doesn't. Everybody's, you know, I got respect for anybody who gets. It don't matter how fast or anything, you know, if shit happens, it can happen. But I got a ton of respect for anybody who gets behind a wheel and tries to take a ride.
And I agree with you. Cause, you know, we've been on here for years. You know, for years, people have said that we've known for years. But what I'm saying is that Aaron, he's a driver. Okay, I can say that. Kimo, he has a hired gun. There's a couple other guys. Wayne has a hired gun. And one last thing, Wayne does drive his own car. His car. Wayne drives his car. You know, and if anybody's, you know, disputed, I mean, I can't say. Wayne does drive. Greg Goose, he does drive. I've seen him drive. I raced against Wayne. Not in a grudge.
Who's disputing it?
No, right. I'm just saying. If anyone is a dispute, I'm just saying. If you were or anybody else was, sir, I'm just saying that, you know, Wayne, I have seen Wayne drive his own car.
Am I still on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay, I was wondering what happened to Tyson.
Tyson's here.
Hey.
Don't get Tyson started, please.
Tyson, don't go to sleep on me, man. I ain't heard you all night.
Tyson, go ahead. Tyson. Hey, Tyson.
I got my mic mute.
Oh, okay.
No, like hey, Tyson, we know your new car. Tyson, we know your new car.
Don't put it on me.
Sleep. Yeah, let me just sit on the tail.
What's that?
You still on?
I'm here.
Okay, I was trying to say something to the Kimo. I guess he fell off, huh?
Yeah, fell off.
I was thinking if Abe don't want to lock in with Kimo to go down to Raging, he must not be sure about that race three love.
Well, we would have to go back to drag on that one because you saying that you know we had to get three love on the phone, but not if drag could speak on that. Well, I mean, we don't know what's going on with that deal.
No, I was just saying
if
want to lock in with Kimo, he must not be sure about that race that he's got going with three love.
Oh, with three love, right? Exactly. Yeah.
Because I would lock them guys in if I was gonna run three love. If I, you know, regardless if I was gonna beat them or not, I would lock him in, knowing I'm going to break him.
Well, I don't want to put a drag on the spot, but you know how them guys are from Bunch Motorsport. They do not like to lock in.
Hold on,
I'm just saying, drag. I agree with you saying, sir. All I'm saying is that if I'm gonna lock in a race, drag that far. We both come from Detroit. We both come from the, you know. All I'm saying is I agree with you guys. Let's lock in something because if you don't show up,
I
want my 500 bucks to help me on the field, whatever.
Semi truck, so they don't know if they're gonna be working or not.
Well, I
agree with you on that, Kev, because I wouldn't, ain't nowhere in the world I'm going to drive all the way to Florida to race a particular person.
Hey, Dre,
Hold on, Kev. Go ahead, Wayne.
You know, everybody don't like to lock in. Everybody don't do that. Me, myself, I prefer to lock in. But one thing about them guys, they will not lock in. But if they there, they will wait.
Okay. Hold on.
Let me say something else about them. They will not tell you to show up and just bullshit. You know what I mean? They say, if you're going to be there, we'll be there. They will not tell you to meet them at some certain place and just not show up. So what they be saying is, huh?
Wayne, all I'm saying is, sir, Wayne, you've been racing, let's say for real. Wayne, you've been racing, you race from the East Coast down south. And no disrespect. But Wayne, we've heard on the show, Man, have you locked in with people and played your punk? I'm not saying you have. I mean, you played your punk house, and you got your punk house played to you, right? What I'm saying is,
what?
Does it make you feel better? Because, wait, this is all bullshit aside. You're not just an average Joe. You're a guy who's been a team that's been respected. So, wait, let me lock you in. I'm just getting here. Let me lock you in and get you in Texas. And I'm talking shit to you, but you say, what are you going to do? And you say, well, I'm going to fuck you, okay? You're going back and forth, right? But Wayne, if I say I'm a beaver, and you got to bring your car on there, do you think it's fair for me not to lock in with you? This is what shows that I want you to speak what you like to say, and I'm done saying.
But listen to what I'm saying.
You know what I'm
saying? They not saying, Kimo, meet us in Florida. They say, Kimo or Tony, y'all going to be down there already. When we come down there, we going to race y'all. They not saying
okay.
Meet us in Florida. They saying it's a race down there. We going to come down there. Now, you know, anything can happen. So, you know, why lock in if you know if you don't know 100% you're going to be there? Lil Tony know he's going to be there. You
right.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it's not like right. They trying to go ahead, Dale.
Wayne, they're just playing it safe. If they're there, they're going to race. They just don't know if they're going to make it or not, so they don't want to lock into something and see if they're going to be there. Correct?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Wayne.
Yeah,
Wayne.
I get that.
Is it fair? Hey, Wayne. Give me a quick question. Tell you what. Wayne, is it fair to you if I tell you to meet me at Lambert to race, and you say Kevin, lock in five? No, just say this. Lock in 1,000 on 5,000. Okay, let's do a scenario. I don't show up. So I say I'm a beater, I don't show up. Depends on that. If I don't show up and I don't pay your money, is that a scenario to take care of? I mean, you don't have a nice safety cap. I mean, you can make this one have a nice safety cap. You just stand and die. I mean, you stand by your word. You know, nobody wants to close out for you.
Kevin, let me make a long story short for you.
Okay, go ahead.
I done raced them guys you're talking about multiple times.
Okay.
At least 5 or 6 times I've raced them guys, and no race has been under $3,000. So when
okay.
They come to race, and they lock up with you, they're going to run you for some money. So if you're going to be down there, and your car running right, just be there. And the money's there to be ready
okay.
To be made. You know what I'm saying? They will race, and they will race a good
luck.
They just don't lock in. Everybody don't do it.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying, Wayne. We've been doing this for, you know.
Kevin, I hear what you're saying. Me, personally, I like to lock in before I hit the road.
Yes, sir.
But they just don't do that. Everybody don't do it, so you just got to respect them. That's all I'm saying.
Right, and we respect it. I think we respect it, but we just said, Wayne, do you feel comfortable if I tell you in Texas? I mean, are you comfortable with that? To let other people know, you know, these guys are late. I mean, that's what I'm saying, Wayne. I'm not trying to point no bad to nobody, you know. I know you. I have respect for you. You do your thing, and you certainly get on the video.
I don't know what to respect him for, Wayne. Ain't nothing.
Hey, look. For Drag to say that, Drag. I ain't thinking about you right now, Drag. But Drag, I'm going to give him more than that. You can't, man. I'm double racing, double racing. But you just got to respect what other people do sometimes.
That's right.
We were bringing up tonight. You know, you can have a better point.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't lock in, they don't lock in. You can't make them. You know, if you want to run them, then you got to meet up with them.
But you know what, though? In fairness to those guys, too, they might have a different schedule where they don't know if there's a chance for me to be out of certain
track
that you're
going to
be at.
I don't think we're badging the guys. We know Wayne is a primary issue.
I seen them dudes stay off a tall and I'll lock up too. They locked up at Martin and couldn't run tape for $1,000 and lost the lock up money. So that might be got a valid reason why they don't want to lock in too now.
Thank you, Drake. You hit it on the note. You hit it on the head right here.
Hey, Dre. I mean, Big Brad, you know I know how that went down. So, good move on
on Chase Park, cause y'all dogged. I told him, I said, that's a good game, man, baby. You know, I seen the move too. The boy gave a thousand off.
Kev, you're on.
Yep.
Hey, Wayne, got a quick question for you. Hey, Wayne,
go ahead. I'm at work.
I'm in, so I want to hit you real quick. Hey,
wow.
Wayne, I would like to give my vote for you in Detroit as one of the great teams that you know, ain't no more great teams in Detroit. I'd like to give you my vote. Is that okay with you?
For the what?
They're voting on what teams made, but I would like to support you on your team for what they have done this year. That you got a fake ass racist.
Oh no, I'm not a far.
Now who makes all that noise?
Hey, big one, where's my shirt, man? You supposed to send me a shirt. Where's my shirt at, big one?
Thank you, Bubs.
I put it in the washing machine to wash it so you stop up.
I gotta get me a Never Scared shirt.
I hope Big Clock is Never Scared, because I hope you fuck him up.
Who?
Big Clock? I hope you set that ass up.
Oh, Big Clock ain't no problem, man. Big Clock like taking candy from an infant, man.
No, but you know what, Drag? I get what Wayne's saying about them not locking in. I could see that not wanting to, not knowing if you're going or anything like that. I mean, I don't know who they are. But,
they're some racers. They real racers, and everything that Wayne said about them, he's on cue with it. They ain't no BSers. I ain't never seen no controversy with them fans when they lose or none of that.
They just
you know,
sure.
I know them cats a long time. I know them. I know Tony Butts for a real long time.
Yeah, Tony Butts used to be a class racer. Is one of the top contenders. And a great
racer.
Yeah,
me and Tony Butts used to run the muscle car circuit together.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Tony, I mean, am I right? Is Drag right? I mean, Drag guy, is does Tony build automotors for his camp?
Say that again.
Tony does build automotors for his camp, right?
Now that I can't tell you, bro. I don't know.
Okay.
That I don't know.
Hold on one second. I got to open up another mic.
Do an answer.
248-2539. Your mic is live. Who's this?
Slouch.
Hey, what's going on? It's Slouch.
What's going on,
man?
Oh,
shit.
Slouch, I apologize for keeping you on hold, baby. I didn't see the hand up.
Oh, that's all right. I'm just on here listening. I'm kind of sick. I don't want to be, you know, on the mic coughing in everybody's ear. So I'm just on here listening to the show, supporting everybody.
Oh, great, man.
Hey, Slouch.
Yeah.
Now, you know you family, right? But you need to stop all that bumping. You got to cough. You know you're on the mute. But you know what, Slouch? I want to say this to everybody while Slouch is on his phone. All bullshit aside, I mean, seriously.
How much respect?
If it wasn't for Slouch, no, I'm going to say this. If it wasn't for Slouch, years ago, when he was on the internet, and everybody went back to his videos, he started back about 5 years ago. And he put mine on the map. He put his boy Detroit on the map. And I'm going to say, Slouch, man, thanks. Thanks, man, because you have been beyond and beyond what you have done to travel and never ask anybody for nothing. And I just thank you, dude. Seriously, this is all bullshit aside.
Wait, hold on,
Slouch.
Kev, Slouch. Are you the one that takes pictures of Mylan?
No, that's not him. He's a videographer.
And Mylan?
No, he does videos. He's the one who put us on the map.
No, Kev, is he the one that took the pictures of my car at Mylan?
See, it was Mike Grittem. Where's his name?
I didn't remember who it was. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, no, that was Slouch. Slouch was the one who put Miley. Who put Miley on the map, Detroit Boys on the map. And I can thank him for what he's done. And no one has ever said this to this guy. You know, he stuck his neck out to do what he had to do. You know, and there's a lot of new VR, you know, new guys are doing stuff. But Slouch was the one who got Dog in touch, Tony Bynes in touch. He got in touch with Drag and them and the rest of these guys to keep things going. And I like to really just say, everybody, you know, thank Slouch for what he's done. And all bullshit aside, you know, and I'm done. I'm really done for it, mate. You know, I'm going to listen back. But, you know, man, I really think it was Slouch. Slouch has done a lot, and he's been fighting for this Grudge Inc. thing, and he's been fighting for Grudge Racing. He loves it. The man I've been on a trip with him twice, and he said, you know, hey, Slouch, you good? He said, yeah, I'm good. That man asked for a damn dime from nobody. He did what he had to do.
Hey, Melvin's still out there? Still on the radio?
Yeah.
Hey, Melvin. Got a question for you, brother.
Go ahead.
Did you hear any news back from anything that's going on with Mylan?
No, I haven't heard anything back yet.
It's been kind of quiet.
Yeah, they say some more meetings will be going on around March when they get everything open back up. So I'm just keeping my ears open, see what's going to happen.
Okay.
And I can think about Melvin, too. Melvin was one of the first people. No, let me quote this wrong. Melvin was the first one who burned Grudge Inc.
Keep giving us bios on all the callers, man.
Huh?
You don't have to keep giving us bios on everybody who calls in, man.
No, I'm just saying. I want to give Melvin this respect. Melvin was the person who burned the Grudge into Detroit. He did. He did. Him and Slouch, they did the top of the video, and Melvin burned the races here. All bullshit aside. And like to say on both.
Hey, Sleep, you still there?
Hey, K.O., when you coming back this way with your car?
Never.
You know what? Hopefully by July, I want to come out that way. I'll bring the car back out. And because I'll tell you, man, I like racing out that way.
When you come back, man, I'll get the other lane with you when you get here. Oh, I know. I ain't saying he is. I still want to get the other lane with him, though. You know, he got a back half car, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got one of them over here, too. We got a little Monza we want to play around with, too. So, you know, when you show up, man, we're going to have a little fun.
You be gentle with me with that Monza. I know all about Mazas, baby. I had an RX-3, so you just be gentle with me. Man, I had a little RX-3 with a wagon.
Hey, Melvin, that damn tail, man, he Italian. He's a retarded son of a bitch. That son of a bitch, he don't give a damn. He'll run a fucking pole mile if he think he can get it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He's a good man. I mean, say, you know, he gonna argue with nobody, but hey, we can do it. He gonna do it.
Well, fellas, it's 11:30 around here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Dang.
I'm gonna get to bed because I got to get up and be in the church house in the morning. So I'll see everybody.
All right,
everybody's
hey,
gonna
Greg, first for followers, man.
I do that every day regardless, man. Okay, guys. Y'all right. Take it easy, man. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow on Lil Tony Show.
All right, man.
Talk to you later, Greg. Okay, y'all. All
right. Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
No, hey, I know it's a good race to be between you and Melvin. Go ahead and run this Malibu. Y'all have a good race.
Wait, say it again?
I said go ahead and run this Malibu. Y'all would have a good race if y'all can work it out.
I've seen that Malibu run. I've seen that Malibu run a bunch of times. You must think you got a sucker on the phone, Kev.
No, man, I wasn't saying that. I said y'all can work it out. Mel's a good guy. You know, he's not the one trying to, you know, treat you disrespectful. You know,
Melvin,
man, work. Even though he made somebody's rear jump out of their car.
Melvin.
Yeah, well, I hear you.
I'm telling you right now, I don't want to play with that. I don't want to play with that, Malibu, okay? Don't listen to Kevin. Don't let Kevin go running his mouth. You hear it straight from me. If you hear anything other than coming out of my mouth, you know it's a lie, okay?
Hey,
I don't want to play with
that. Get Tyson the phone. Get Tyson the phone.
Well,
Tyson,
I mean, you know.
Tyson jumped off.
The Mazda,
no,
you know. You will play with the Mazda, though, huh?
Well, I got to see that Mazda before I play with that Mazda.
It's a chassis car.
It's what?
It's a chassis car.
It's a chassis car on top of it?
No, no, I'm saying, no, hit your joy.
No,
yeah,
it's got the Mazda motor in it, it's got the rotary in it, or is it a sub shop, this big-ass 600 cubic inch motor in it?
Can't ask him about that now. You got to work it out. We want to get it.
You hear Melvin laughing? Yeah. What's up? Yeah.
Hey,
what's up,
I got it so we can try to get there first. Let's put it like that.
Hey, Melvin. Hey, Melvin.
Go ahead.
When I get my car done, you know where it's at because you're my boy, right?
Yep.
I'll tell you what. This is break the ice for this year. Give me the top bill. And I'll ring you.
I ain't got no problem with that.
See? That's how the man is. He ain't got no problem with it. That's how, he ain't like that, man. He wants to race.
We can do that.
He wants to race. See, he said he ain't no problem with that.
Yeah, because he know he going to get you.
Yeah, but it ain't no problem, though. See, that's my point. My point is that there's no problem with that because me and Melvin can make that bet and do it. He's not trying to pick and choose. The man wants to race.
Well, yep, hey, you know what? Hey, listen. It's like I told DJ that one time on the show. I told DJ that I'd race his car head up, my Vega against his Mustang. But any daylight between his front tire and the ground, he loses.
Correct.
All four tires got to stay down that track. Now, you think DJ's car can do that?
I've only seen it do it twice.
I ain't never seen it done.
No, Tell, you're right. Tell, I lied. You're right. I've seen the car do it once.
Hey, Sleepy, you still out there?
DJ Grant ain't no fucking punk, dude. DJ Grant, that motherfucker is not no fucking punk. That's a badass. That man right.
Well, we know that. I was just joking, though. I'm not going to race
that
car.
No, I agree with you. You're saying.
Why, you saying my car's too slow that I can't run with them? Is that what you're saying?
No, sir. You know what? I'll be to the side. You got the baddest Vega in the country. You do.
I wish I did.
Yes, you do.
Nah, somebody's always.
If you got more Asian bodies to run with you, they cannot. You got the guys here in the South, they got G bodies. And I'm going to say this for Tail. Here's all the side. Y'all give him a class to run the H bodies. And nobody, ain't too many people going to fuck with him. I'm going to give two people, and that's it. And they may be ghost riders.
Oh, they're out there. Trust me, they're out there. They just haven't heard about them yet.
Mr. Russo, the only person that ever beat you was me. And we met up, we raced, and you whooped my ass in mine. And then we turned around in Oklahoma.
I got beat by a Camaro. I pieced all out, too. So there's been a couple people who've gotten my tail.
Man, your car wasn't at full potential. You need to stop that bullshit.
You just
playing around.
Hey, that race is going on in Florida. What days is that race on?
Florida? Who's in line to be first? Is Joe still in line?
Isn't it next weekend?
So the next weekend is on
the 14th, 15th, or the 16th.
Okay.
Is Larry on the phone?
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, listen to Larry. Larry knows where all races are going to be. He's on the round table tonight.
We'll see if we can try to make it down there.
It's gonna be a, it's gonna be a big
I ain't calling nobody out. I'm just wanna.
It's gonna be a good one.
Yeah.
Super good.
Yeah, I just like to just be down there, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Melvin Woodways. All this is on the show tonight. Melvin Woodways. He's gonna find somebody he can race, but he's not gonna, you know, duck nobody. Melvin is he will race. You let your damn
yeah,
show talk
about.
They're both fucking retarded.
I think everybody here. I think everybody listening and everybody talking will race.
Well,
I don't think there's anybody that won't race.
Well, Mr. Russo.
I'll definitely race. You bring that car out. It won't be full grown, though. It'll be short and tiny when I'm done with it.
Hey, Mr. Russo.
I'm listening.
Well, you part of the Gambino family. That was your uncle?
Who's that?
The Gambino family.
Yes, I am related to the Gambino family.
Shut the fuck up, y'all, the phone.
So choose your words lightly, okay?
Yes, sir, I will. But I'll tell you what, you are... You know what, Mr. Wilson, get the fuck off the phone. I have a show rest tonight. You the Gambino family. I know you are. That's why I've been fucking with you.
You be talking... Hey,
hold on.
Mr. Wilson.
Can I get a seat tonight? I don't want no fish sleeping tonight.
Can I get 25 cents for every time you say, can I say something? I'll be ready. I'll be like that dude who just won that Powerball, man. I'll be $5.5 million richer, 50 million or whatever it was.
All right, well, Mr. Russo. You know what where's my cousin, Big Rubber Rob? Where he at?
Who?
Big Rubber Rob, where's my cousin at?
He got off. He's off.
Yeah, he got the phone with that slow-ass big black Mustang.
He got rid of his Mustang.
And Mr. Russo, you know why? Because I was going to light that ass up when he gave me that race. Offered that race to me.
No. Be careful what you say, man. Don't let that hummingbird not roll your alligator ass. He's got a new car he's working on right now as we speak, so...
Hey, Mr. Russo, can I speak on your show, sir?
Go ahead.
Let me get this. Bang Rubber Rob, on the way back. Let me give me that race he's going to give me, and we got a race. Just call him and tell
wait,
him, give me that race he's going to give me. Give me that race he's going to give me. Don't ask about what I did to my car, what changes I made. Give me that. Well, I'm not asking him to change his car either. I'm not saying he's no slouch. I'm not saying he's not a slouch. I don't want to fuck with you, Mr. Russo, because you're a bad man.
Well, you're gonna have to figure out talk to him. I don't know what race you want to do with him.
When you're getting back on the phone line, you know, our show, just let him know, hey, Kev said, hey, man, Kev said he wanted that race, and I told him I'm going to travel. He told me to travel, and I'm going to travel. He told me
well,
he'd give me 5 hours just
to
make it out there.
Because that car's going to be sick fast, Kev. You could have any kind of bulb you want.
Well, listen, this is my whole thing.
Don't touch that car. I don't care if you get shot out of a fucking cannon. You ain't going to touch that car. I'm trying to save you some money here.
I know you are, sir, but I'm saying that if he gives me the race, he'll do it. But I have to travel, sir. What are we talking about? You got to travel? We don't work with another man,
guys? I would just put up the punk out money, pick the punk out money so you don't have to travel, dude. Because that car will fuck you up.
So what is your question?
No joke.
Mr. Russo, you bank with one of the big banks out there, right?
What's that?
I said you bank with the big banks out there, one of the big banks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you ain't got no problem with it. It's done over with. Me and Bang Rubber Rob,
you're gonna
have fun.
You're going to see that car, you just going to shake, dude. You ain't going to play with that car.
Now, I might bring Melvin with me.
Nah, you ain't going to play with that car.